We hot, baby.
Love Talk Radio.
You just fucked up. You just fucked up big
fucked
time.
Up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Your $5 ass down before I make change.
God damn. DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, flood the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulley one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle and the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Daffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north, baby. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and it's stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, flood the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards.
Cut. Man, oh man, I done heard it all. We got one of the dumbest grudge racers out there. Man, this man done gave the mother, he done fucked the church's money up. Do you hear me? Fuck the goddamn church's money up. The motherfucking stupid ass rough house racing vibe. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The man had the race. Lil Will, have you heard the latest news?
Lil Will. Got off the gas.
Man, I'm trying to figure out, is the man working, did he have some money on the other side of the pot or what? What the fuck? He blowed it all.
Smoked too much weed.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Oh, he just... Oh, his fucking, Lord, how much.
12-5
gone down the motherfucking drain. Good googly moogly.
My man Didi said the only way they going to go, you know what he told them, right?
They had to get it up there?
You know what Didi told them? They got to get up 15 if they want to go back.
Oh, Lord.
They got to have 15 if they want to go back.
Bankruptcy.
And I don't think they got up to that 15. So DD loaded up and went on up out of there.
Oh, man, he dove up out of there. Oh, man.
But they say DD be knocking niggas off. He knocking me nigga off for over 10, at least once a year. They say he knocked Bud off last year. They say he knocks a couple niggas off now for a nice little sum of money. That's DD. They say he got to get out of there. DD
done got
to try to stick him up.
Yeah, he told them nigga, I ain't coming at you because he might rob me, man. I like that nigga, yeah. Dee Dee and boy. They say Dee Dee been telling niggas, get your ass down. Get out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That goddamn
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hell of a weekend.
But, you know, they need to go home and grab some more money, man. They can possibly do that tomorrow. You know, nobody ain't got to work. But until then, you know, Didi bankrupt them niggas today. Bankruptcy. Bankruptcy. I wonder, did they file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13? Need to figure out which one did they file. The man to fuck the church's money up.
They said Detroit went down there and fucked the whole southeastern United States up, and they mad at him. So we got a little bit to talk about.
They beat them out about 10 or something like that. They beat them out of a healthy bankroll. I hear that. Finally, after all that the man been through in that car, finally got a decent decent outing out of the car. Boy, I sure wish I could get in touch with old DD, but, you know, he don't like to get on shows and stuff. But, he bankrupt them niggas over there.
Then we also had a situation where old Cold Killer 2.0 got up there. We hadn't seen that guy in a while.
Yeah,
he got up there and got up there and engaged.
Yeah, Von just lost all that to Didi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they had some racing. Even though it rained, they still had some nice racing going up this weekend. So, you got a lot to talk about today.
Hey, man. I can't believe this. They should call him Stupid House Racing. Stupid House Racing.
They say Skin get up there, he go over there and shoot the dice. And win the fucking money and go bet on the wrong car and lose it right back.
That goddamn Spin. It never seems to amaze me what that little short motherfucker do. It never does. It never does. He always got something popping. He always got something popping. Damn, Spin, you just can't keep that goddamn them. Dead president's in your pocket, man.
He hit a couple of dough blows on the dice table, run right over there with that cheese, put it up there in the wrong pot, and they lose it right. So he come out even every time. But he always say he keep extra a couple hundred back though, because he don't want them to win at all. You understand what I'm saying? So like he said, he won 700. He went in there and bet 500 with scrap, so he ain't lose at all. He kept 200. You understand what I'm saying?
He kept some gas money.
My business. Mm-hmm. Man. You might have somebody calling in a minute, too. I'll text the guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tony Bynes got up there and whooped some ass. Everybody done whooped a little ass.
That's what I'm trying to say. See, this is what I'm talking about. Now, Tony Bynes whooping ass, and dog let motherfucker come on the show and try to humiliate him. That motherfucker racing, man. Not to mention that this motherfucker's a part of Rough House Racing. Ain't nobody seen his content. I ain't never seen, man, they say the man have been over here and raced somebody and won or something. I ain't never seen the man car out. I just ain't never seen the man car.
Who you talking about, Rough House?
I don't know if he Rough House or Fade to Black. I don't know where he at. Who he with? Nigga, who you with? Nigga, who you with? You know what I'm talking about?
Goddamn it. Man, Shriek King here. Goddamn it, we here.
Man, listen, man. Yeah. We talking about this motherfucking jacket. Man, they got to get that motherfucking jackass of the month, jackass of the year. That motherfucker get the jackass award. Vaughn. The fucking Vaughn.
Vaughn, did you leave the track, Vaughn?
Nah, I'm still out here.
They said you was on
Vaughn,
suicide watch.
Yeah, he should.
You on suicide watch, they said.
What? Yeah.
Hell no. I took that shit off and ran me a nigga right back and beat me in the ass. It's cool.
Hey,
that's the racing, man.
Hey, Vaughn.
I don't care with no bunch of non-racing things, nigga.
I lost
right back to 1-5. It's cool.
Hey, Vaughn. I sent that 357 over there. It got a hairline trigger. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself when you get there.
You should know I'm suicide. Why'd you want me to kill myself, huh? You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Hey, what the hell did he do? What did he do? I heard he whooped me.
He locked the race in to go out the back door. He stopped at the 8th gate, 12-5 away.
Didi at that. To Didi.
Huh?
Man,
he gave
Didi his
pass to Buick boy.
Damn. Yep.
Hey.
Tell
him
part two. Tell him I brought a motherfucker right back up to the line and beat me a nigga unconscious, too. Tell that part two. See what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. Hey, well, Von, we got a guest on real quick, Von. Hey, guest, I got an old Bryce on the phone, man. Chemo, they say Bryce went down there, and they said you fucked everybody up down there, huh, Bryce?
Yeah.
They hating on y'all?
Yeah, they tried to get us out, but
they tried to protest you?
Yeah.
Damn, right? After the race had started or before the shootout started? They tried to protest you before it started. Where Bryce got? Bryce. Did his phone drop? I think it's live.
I don't know. But anyhow, did
they try to protest you before the shootout started or what happened?
Yeah, the shootout was supposed to start on Friday, and then they didn't, and a couple of people, I guess, said that we had a big block. So they had David Reese come in Saturday and move the shootout until Saturday to make sure we didn't have one.
Well, can't they look at the motor and tell you ain't got no big block? How are they going to find that kind of motor as a big block?
Yeah, and we have the hood open in the pits. You know, anybody can come by and look. You know, it's not no secret, you know.
Right. So they said make sure you didn't have a big block. So then they end up letting you race.
Yeah, because it was legal.
Now, did Rod bet a lot? Did he bet anything on the side or every race, or were they scared to race up?
I'm not too sure. I think like a here and there, you know. Not nothing huge.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You went on here and whooped everybody's ass. I know they didn't like it, did they?
No.
I know they was expecting Karma to whoop you at.
Yeah. There was a lot of people that like Karma.
Hold on. What's my part? I thought Karma to the front. Oh, Lord, Karma.
Karma got ran over. Bryce ran them boys over.
Oh, so Slop ain't up on here talking about Karma to the front. He was doing that yesterday, but he didn't know I did. He must didn't. He knew I didn't know Karma had got ran over. You out there, you know, he out there playing leapfrogger and couldn't leap fast enough and got ran over. Oh man, goddamn! I got them.
Now that was your night. How old are you, Bryce?
20 now. Turned 20 in June. Yeah.
So that was your first big shootout you ever won.
Yeah. Well, my first big shootout I've ever really raced in. You know, I've ran in grudge races, so but that was his first shootout.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad he's been working at that car for a long time, man. I know.
Yeah, been a struggle.
Struggle with that.
He's been struggling with that thing for over 5 years, man. He's been struggling over 5 years with that thing. At least he stuck with it and got it figured out. You know what I mean?
Was the track good down there? The track was pretty good.
It was Thursday when we tested. It was pretty good, and then Wednesday there wasn't too many cars, so they were, and then they didn't have a reason to prep that much, you know. So, but Friday, when they were prepping for the shootout and stuff, it was good. Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty impressed.
Now you driving a car fast like that? Now I remember when little Tony was driving one. He said when that boost kick in, it feel like the car take off again when it's going down the track. Is that how I feel?
I mean, to a point, you know, it's more of like a constant. Like from when you leave, you know, versus like a nitrous car, you know, past 60, but it kind of lays over, but that one don't.
That's where you picked it. It looked like everybody was leaving on you, but what do you think? They were just out sick. They weren't leaving on you.
Well, we went there. We just struggling with. We got like an area on the run that we struggle with, you know. So we just kind of lamed it up and slowed it down to race in the shootout. You know what I mean? That was kind of our A to B tune up the whole race. And we just kind of leave soft. And
you just know when they leave up out of there, you know you can look over and say he ain't going to be there. If you anywhere in the paint, When you go to high gear, it's all over with, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, we gonna congratulate y'all. I know Rod don't get on the phone, but y'all went down there and fucked them. Y'all 30 Trey Will, and they don't like it. Do you think they gonna let y'all any more shootouts or not?
He has another one at next month, I believe, and so far we're allowed, but I don't know.
Hey, Bryce, so did y'all plan going there, or y'all just going to test?
Yeah, well, we planned there more to get, like, ready for Jake's race next weekend. So it was more of like a test session, you know what I mean, make sure we can run a shootout with that, you know. So, yeah, Jake's race next weekend.
What's Jake race? He got all steel, too, or not?
Yeah, that's, like, Rod's big thing, you know what I mean, like, he's always wanted to race in the all steel, all glass, the outlaw shootout or whatever. That's what we're going to run in down there. And then we got a couple grudge races for the guys, Cali and stuff.
So y'all going to run Cali? What's his name? They going to run y'all with all steel, all glass car?
Yeah, that gray car, that Mustang.
Not the Silver Surfer?
No, it's a 60s style Mustang.
Okay. A lot of guys, they know who he was. I bet you they know who y'all are not.
Yeah.
They're scared to death. But so next weekend is Jake race. We're in Dallas.
Yep, Dallas.
Man, y'all on the road. How you saying? Yeah. Ain't you in college? You still in school?
No, I graduated.
Oh, okay. I'd say. A lot of Dallas races. But all right, then, Kimo. We just had to get him on, man. Tell him congratulations.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Price fucked him up.
They say you're the best.
We got to figure out who best young. Well, I guess Bub way older than you now. Bub is an old head than you now. So.
Yeah.
Man, come on now, man. Come on now. Bub just went out there and got fucked up two, three times, man. You know Bub ain't shit, man. He got on here intoxicated talking about how you fuck everybody up. And he got fucking ran over last week.
It
would
have already made to do it.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And then... Then he don't want to get on the phone no more. But he was talking about fuck this, fuck that. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all some weak motherfucker. But got ran over last weekend. Ain't nobody even really heard from him. He threw up a smoke screen like his phone was broke. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, yeah, like I'm back. My wife interrupted me. Yeah, you going to whoop some ass. I know you going to drive that Regal too for Jig. We got to get you back over there. They got a couple guys want to run jigs, so.
Yeah.
On your free time, go ahead and grab a couple of these guys.
I have just as much fun racing stuff like that and fast stuff, you know. Just competitive, you know. Want to win with anything.
Yeah. That's good. But, yeah, I'm glad y'all. I hope y'all win next week, too. But I know them guys, I know they're going to be talking shit.
They're
going to try to outlaw you in a minute, though. A lot of guys don't know about y'all, but I know they're going to try to talk. They're going to start talking shit in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, congratulations, man. I know you don't be on these talk shows. They talk all crazy on here, man. We just want to let you know. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, man.
Okay, let me see if I can find some. Hello.
Yeah, I got a question. They say, why do the South? I'm reading this verbatim. It says, why do the South always ask the North to come down, but they always protest in the North like they Randy and Bryce, like they ready and what did you say? Ready, like Randy and Bryce. They always protest people like Randy and Bryce.
That motherfucker.
Can anybody answer that? Anybody answer why do the North or the South ask us? But Texter, they didn't ask them to come down. You got to listen to what he said. He went down to test, and it was a shootout, and they just got over in the shootout. So they didn't ask them.
No. Yes, he did. No, he planned to go down there, Kimo. Like he said,
listen to what I'm saying. No, they didn't ask him to come down. He planned to go down there to test, though. But they got in the shootout, is what from my understanding. Maybe,
nah, they was planning to get in that shit out. They planned that shit.
Oh, okay.
That's what he want to run is that shit. He feel he got the best, the fastest all stock paddle car in the world. So that's what he want to run.
Okay.
No, they had been planning it for a while. But,
all right.
They had been planning that for a while. Yep. So, I mean, hey, it's good they went down there and won. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went down there and won. We got to get, I know we had old Vaughn on for a second. Vaughn said he fucked the church's money off. Man, that's fucked up that he did that, man. That is fucked up. You get out
there. Yeah, and I know DD called them niggas broke, baby. You broke, motherfuckers. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
I know DD called them broke.
Man, y'all can have a good show if Chemo quit fucking it up and let Lil Will interview the people because he went
man,
to
the I'm a, I got something for you. I got something for you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Come on, Ken, be quiet.
I put that motherfucker.
He gonna put you on mute, Skins. Be quiet.
I got something for that punk. Hey, Skins. Yeah, hey, Skins. Hey, Skins.
Shut up, nigga.
What you talking about?
Shut up. Shut up, nigga. Yeah.
Shut your ass up. No,
he dumb as shit. He dumb as shit. He got us back on now. You dumb as shit. Mute it again, bitch.
I'm about to mute your motherfucking mic, you bitch.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. You ain't talking about nothing. You fucking the show. Lil Will got it going good. You fucking it up. Shut the fuck
I
up.
Don't
let Lil Will do a job.
I'm if you shut the fuck up, you shut the fuck up.
Man, had Bryce on there ask some intelligent questions. You come with some
bad. Hey, hold on. Listen. Hey, Chemo and Lil Will, by y'all being the show host, y'all supposed to nip that in the bud. You ain't supposed to continue on and keep it going. I'm going back on this.
Okay.
That's right.
Alright,
nip it in the bud, Nelly.
Alright. Hey, but hold on.
The man had Vaughn on here. He cut Vaughn off. They put Bryce on. Okay. Now Chemo want to keep jumping in. Don't know shit. That little Will interview the man. Goddamn.
Hey, I got a text. Hold on, I got a text. They said, "Hey, hold on, I want to read this text." It says, "Why is Leon mad with James?"
Yeah, this man can't even read, man. Goddamn.
Man, would you shut the fuck up, man? If you shut up, I can finish reading the goddamn text. It said, "Why is Why is Leon mad with James Black because he did not come down to the race?"
Hey, Chemo, tell them.
I don't know.
He said you can suck my dick. I ain't mad at no.
Hey!
All I did is held a conversation with him. Tell them to get him a car and get their stinking ass beside you. That's how mad I am. I'm mad because they won't race if they put their ass.
Ooh, we.
Hey, man.
Lord have mercy.
How the hell I'm mad at James?
Check them back, Chemo. Check them back. Tell
him that. Nah,
they hear what he's saying. Why don't you get your car and see how mad Leon can get on you? Help me, Chemo. I'm going to help you now. If you need help, I'll help you with your soul. Hey, get your car and
Get
your funk ass down. Watch me knock your shit back.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
And stop me when I'm lying. I ain't going to text nobody say, why Leon mad at James Black? Ain't mad at James Black. If James Black is cool, I love him. I don't like him. I love him.
Leon, if I told you who texted me, you'll fall out your chair. But I wouldn't do that.
I swear, whoever it is, Chemo, get them a fucking tie and come down here.
Uh-oh.
I don't give a fuck who it is. They text too much. Tell them to rate Chemo. We never will rate them.
Huh?
I text.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Leon,
yeah.
I got my ass out there yesterday and got my ass handed to me. Paid on like a slot machine. and came right back and got a fix ready to go again. Mother Nature said, not today.
Randy, your mic open, Randy.
What's happening?
Another
here,
text,
man?
Leon.
What's
let me
on?
See what they say.
6 Mile.
Hey, 6 Mile, we just had one of your proteges, Bryce, on the phone.
Oh, what's Bryce talking about? Can't take that from me now, Will.
Yeah, he can drive that motherfucker.
Hey,
he can drive.
Now, Kimo and Lil Will, I'm going to help y'all show. I'm 100% with y'all. From us being in the north, I don't know why they had to go get somebody to go check them people's motor. But when they win the money from up here, when Randy and them going down there getting fucked over, they weren't complaining. As soon as somebody come and grab their money and come down here and win their money, they got to complain about a motherfucker's car and his engine and all that shit. It sounds like the South
dog,
with a bunch of crabbing when they
dog, get dog needs to, straighten them. Dog needs to straighten them, goddamn it. Dog needs to straighten them.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Hold on, what happened? What happened, Leon? What happened?
They say they were checking the people's motors and the wheelbase and the car and all type of shit because they won the money. They said the car was...
Well, Kimo, how is that dog place to straighten, Kimo?
Because
he run the South, man. He run the South now. Dog got a lot of big voice in the South now.
Okay, but just because he got a voice, how he run the South?
Do you run Detroit? You got a big voice?
You got a big voice.
No, but I would.
He did put a post up there. He told Pat Adams, like, man, ain't no motherfucker going to come to your shootout and change shit. He told him that. But dog did put a post up there. He told him, don't let nobody change your fucking shootout. Change your rules.
Hold on, y'all.
Dog put a post up there.
205-2757. Your mic open.
Nobody else do make a suggestion. I'm just getting in the queue, Kimo.
But he got a big voice down there. And you let me test the race in your shootout, there's no way in the world start complaining and kicking parts after I done won 2 or 3 rounds and everybody realized they can't whoop me now. So you start complaining. But you accepted my money. Why don't you accept their money? They just told him.
Once he entered, that's over with.
That's what I did.
I don't know, complaining about what they got in their cars
and all that shit. If you're racing for money.
Once you let him in, that's over with. Only thing you do is change the rules later, but once he in, that's
right,
over with.
Right.
You should have let him in.
He got in, and that's it.
Huh?
Tell Pat.
He said to all promoters, if you having a shootout, don't let no motherfucking racer come tell you about no tech, no nothing, no change, none of your shit. So I'll get for the post up there now.
Oh, okay. So he straightened them. You hear that, brother D? He straightened them. Dog went up there
no.
and straightened them, brother
D. All dog post did was made a suggestion. It's up to them whether they accept
that.
But you covering that dog like he's the Supreme Court other operation. That ain't so. If it's something wrong, it's always dog. If it's right, it's everybody.
Well, I'm gonna say it like this here. You need to get the correct information before you pop off.
So you don't feel dog straightened them when he told them, but he straightened them. I don't see that he straightened them out when he put his post up. I don't even see that y'all don't see that, man. Come on, man. God damn.
Hey, anybody,
you trying to act like it's dog's job to straighten the motherfucker out. It's not his job.
Yeah.
He do what the fuck he want to do. Pussy motherfucker.
It's dog job, you little bitch. It's dog job.
Get the fuck out of here. You ain't going to straighten no motherfucker out of there. They going to bend and fuck you up.
Hey, it's dog motherfucking job to straighten them motherfuckers out, you little bitch.
Let me ask you something on the wheel on y'all show. We're going to wind it back and start it all over. Here we go. We started a fight. We started a fight. Jackson Tunis. Bob had text. Bob had Jackson. Had the tough prep for radio time down there. We get up there by 8:30 at night, Pat. We talked to each other. We drawed on each other. We ran each other. I got my shit pushed back. A couple more times, take down Puerto Rican Chiefs. Got their shit pushed back. Getting them land on Sunday, Saturday. Saturday, it rained all day. We helped the train out the track. It rained. We couldn't get nothing. DD put on the show yesterday. He showed up and showed out. He didn't lock some people in. He said he was going to show up at the track, and he's going to run them. He came to the track today. He ran the people for that bag, and he fucked them up. Vaughn's got his ass for that bag. Come back around. Listen, Kimo. But you didn't listen to me. You want the other. You want the bag. You got to get the good shit, Kimo. He come back.
Stokey, shut the fuck up, Stokey.
Meatball.
He came back with Didi now. He got to beat up with Didi now. He came back and got beat somebody out of
time. Damn, your mic. Hold on.
I got to
hang
up.
My mic.
I'm trying to help you.
Okay. Go ahead. Hang up, Aaron. Your mic. Hold on, Leon. Aaron said he had his mic froze up or something. Go ahead, Leon. Go ahead. He hung up.
What I'm trying to do, I'm going to give you the whole race report from Friday.
Come on with it, Leon. They was talking. They ain't know their mic was open. Come on with it.
We ran Friday. We ran Friday. Said, they fuck the rain. I said, what you think? I said, fuck it, let's go. They fucked Puerto Rican beating them up. And we turned back around and ran, and we fought on each other. And we ran.
Hold on, Leon. I got a question, Leon. I got one question. Now, did you have any clue that Vaughn was going to try to draw on you with that car, or that was a surprise?
No. We didn't.
Vaughn didn't draw on him.
But after that, we turned around talking shit. Skin went over and said, y'all run him. He said, yeah. I said, fuck it. Vaughn said, little bitty old $1,500. I said, no. We came up with $2,500. Looked up, the spot went from $2,500 to $3,500. And we said, get out. We went up there. They knocked my shit back. He turned back around. We come back for Saturday. Saturday was that fit rain, so we couldn't race. We got the track dried up when they got ready to call across the station lane. The driver came back again. They called a race. And DD put on the show in the station lane and talked. It's a whole bunch of good races was there, and that was a good race to do if it happened. Did he say what he had to say yesterday? He come to the track today. Didn't lock nobody in. Only one person wanted to lock in, but they didn't lock in. They don't put no name on it. He came back today, found them locking in. They got that pot up there for that bag. Vaughn went up there and got his shit pushed back. But Vaughn just turned around and ran somebody for a nickel and pulled that back. So it is a lot of good races going on. And that's the West what went on. If anybody know anything else what happened at 41, it is right there. And then you can go from there, Kimo. And then we'll. All I can say this here, you can sit around and wait on the weather. Well, y'all would have had a lot of money if you came down and got them. But them boys was great. And them Buick boys, thanks for them. Because they come to the race. They come to the game. They do it for the game. They going to race. They bet. There it is. You want some money?
You basically saying if it wouldn't have rained, Vaughn probably would have had the rest of the year if it wouldn't have rained.
It will. Yeah, money.
Yep.
Big Sam. Strap.
Yeah, money had to come here now.
Dee Dee never had two cars. Three love.
Dee Dee had three cars.
Who I'm missing? All the drug bases in the house. Man, I just can't call all that, but it was so many good drug races would have happened yesterday, man.
A lot of G-bodies at that motherfucker, too.
Ground and Pound. I forgot about them. Ground and Pound and had cars out there.
They say little LT showed up.
Then Cody showed up yesterday.
Man,
oh man.
I ain't see old beautiful.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Friday night, the song came out about 7:30. And look, it was so many turbos from out of town to come and win that shootout money. They came from everywhere. They must, I don't know what Von did, but he had that shootout. Like, it was at least 20-some cars in the shootout, and 90% of them were turbos. I mean,
now this weekend, what's coming up? Now right. When is the Steel Alabama race? When is Devil Horse race?
This weekend
next
coming.
Week. Next week.
This weekend coming.
What is? What do you mean? Hold on. Is it this Saturday coming up? 6 days away or next week?
This Friday and Saturday, Lil Will. 10th and 11th.
Next big race. Dang. Steel Alabama. Hey, Randy. Where Randy at?
He on mute.
Random.
I'm right here.
He on mute.
Get D on. Get D on. Get Devil Horse on.
First of all, get that noise out the background.
Somebody taking a bab or watching
that. That fucking skin, man. Skin, go on mute, man.
It ain't me, punk. What you think I take 4 baths a day, motherfucker?
You ain't in there washing. You washing
tell,
dishes.
No,
nah,
I was washing some dishes. I was washing.
Hey, all I can tell y'all, if it wouldn't have rained yesterday, God is my witness, it would have been some bad motherfuckers today. Because it was some good. It was gonna be some good race. Mr. B.
Hey, Leon, I'm not, Leon, I ain't throwing a curve, I mean, you know, a jab, but did the fella that I was arguing with last week, did he bring his car out?
No, nephew didn't even show up with his car. I didn't see it. Didn't show up at all.
Mm.
But see, listen, Kimo, this is the problem. We entertain the wrong people. Some people come on and entertain just to show up or just to have a voice their opinion because it sounds so good. But you ain't doing no fucking
right.
Racing. You ain't doing shit at times. You do the same shit, though, Kimo. So I guess if he you could do it, I guess he's a leader. He feel you can do it and get away with it. He's going to try to and see if he can.
Now, Leon, I got another question for you. See, I ain't really followed that certain
come
individual
on,
race
come
career,
on.
But. They said he have beat a few people over there in his car. Now is that a tale or is that the truth?
I don't know when the last time nephew raced nobody, man. So we ain't gonna tell. We can't keep riding on nephew. I don't know when the last time he raced nobody.
Okay,
I just wanted
to make sure because Big Eddie told me he beat somebody at 131 and he done beat somebody over.
I thought he would have showed up Friday to test the car to get it ready. A lot of people I thought we would show up Friday to get some testing to get the car ready for Saturday. And then we knowing the rain, the claim was going to come Friday. We didn't get nothing. But they should have had to ask at the track. Now, you know, working and all that, I understand that. They didn't show up, but it's a lot of on this phone. On the morning, Mondays and Tuesday, Wednesday show, there was a bunch of cars out there. Now, if they were going to grudge race, I don't know. Jeremiah had a trailer along the damn semi trailer. The one car. And he had a lot getting ready.
Oh, man.
I
seen that,
going,
Leon.
Not
the two car hauler.
Now, Jeremiah blowed his shit up and fixed it and came back. He was coming. He had a lot getting ready, so he had to come.
I want to see Jerry Ray because Jerry comes on here and portray like he's finna get busy. I just want to see old Jerry get busy one time.
But I don't know what he's gonna do. But he came to the check like he was, so I don't know. But man, it would have been some good ass racing. And then guess what? The drizzle kept coming. I got the mic and I called everybody in the out of the pit. Come go up and down the Big End because the Big End had water is still moisture down there. By the time they got down there riding golf carts, daily driving, burning rubber on the other end, you know, we drive the top end up, and as soon as everybody got off, they got ready, getting ready to announce to get them up here to start, you know, open testing. And it's funny. It's drizzling on the other end, and you can see it.
Mm.
That was it.
Just
that
wasn't
was
y'all day.
Right
just
there.
Wasn't y'all day.
No, I'm not going to say it was the reason why. I said. A lot of them got saved by the rain. A lot of them wanted to go back. But they did. A lot of them showed up. I'm going to say this real. Majority of the people was on the morning show and said they was coming with their car. They was there. Now, if they was going to race anybody, I don't know. But they was there. I didn't
Lord
even
have mercy.
I support my brother anyway.
My. Leon, I need to hear you say, wait a minute, I'm going to put that 70 boo on the motherfucker. When you going to get that bitch out there, baby?
Now, Leon, did you let the world know what your new nickname is?
I don't care. Give him your nickname two times. You're going to give me one, Will. You got to give me yours.
I said, you know what your new nickname is, right? Everybody know, need to know it now. Let them know what your new nickname is.
If I got a nickname, it just got
hey, look,
you came up with.
Hey, let me say something, Leon. I don't mind what they're saying. I like what Kimo's saying. But Kimo's saying something. When he going to get his car up there? How you going to ask another motherfucker when they going to get their car? You got one. Somebody's going to be ready in April and all this shit.
It's
going to
be real soon. It's
going to
be real soon, Tony.
No,
Shorty,
what are you trying to say, Shorty? I'm only asking a question. I'm asking a question. I'm not even talking to you no more, Kimo. I was talking to Kid because he said something. Kid, how the hell you going to keep telling the motherfucker? Man, what the fuck is wrong with you, Kid? Go ahead and y'all show, man.
Shorty, you got to be careful. Shorty, you got to be careful. You know you're on probation now.
Oh, man.
Shit. Motherfucker, why wasn't Kamala Harris at the track? Bitch, you asking about me? You went 2 days and left Kamala at home, motherfucker. Why wasn't it out there? You got a motherfucking so-called race car. Why it wasn't out there? Get it to the track.
Kimo didn't lock me in with a little wheel car. That's why I wasn't out there. Because your bitch ass wouldn't show up at the track. Because next you was going to beat your motherfucking ass. And your cow ass didn't show up. That's why.
Come on.
Is that why?
Learn how to talk, motherfucker.
Why the fuck Kamala, he won't stick to the show, he just keep coming.
He want to crack jokes, man. He want this what we do on the morning show. They have some good shit going on. I like Bryce was on there. The champ was on there. He studied saying some goofy ass shit, man. Let the man talk to the champ. I pay
my money so I can say goofy shit, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck. Keisha was down through there, and they got their Mustang, put some on him down there.
Silver Surfer.
Leon, you know what? Now, this motherfucker Slop texting me, so I know he's somewhere lurking. Why he ain't get on this motherfucker talking about Kamala to the front?
Oh man!
No, Kimo. I'm gonna tell you how to run your show at point and time. People who text you don't read their texts. If they listen, let them come off and tell their own voice their own opinion. Don't you do it for them?
No.
That'll make it even more interesting because you got more to talk about. Your mother on them texting you, they don't never get nothing. So you doing a dirty work for.
Somebody working on your mother, Kimo? Huh? Uh-oh. Sound like a hill. Somebody working on the motor,
though? I don't know. Somebody doing
some that's that fucking shorty in the kitchen washing dishes. He won't go on mute. God damn.
There it is, Mike.
Hey, he probably done scramble some eggs or something, man. Now he's cleaning the pot and all kinds of shit.
I just came off mute, you bitch motherfucker. I was on mute. Whoever said mute, my mic, mute this dick in your mouth.
Okay, okay. Guess what? I went around. I seen Big Sam had the old boo out there. I looked up at
school at
6:30, 7 o'clock. Gilfrey was on the trailer. They were steady coming in that time, but they didn't care about raindrops, drizzle. They were still coming now. I seen Big Gilfrey come up in there. Oh, Big Champ sitting on the premises. Mudbone, Mudbone 2 was up there on the property. Some dynamite down there yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, Cowboy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Talk to me.
They said that you had a part in that. You know that guy from Detroit went down there and cleaned y'all clock. Everybody clocked.
Hey, man, he just won. He just won. Hey, man, he got the raise to win. He won.
They say you were part of the
program. Well, tell Knight to kiss my ass. That's what you tell. You know, okay, they say, tell they kiss my ass. Don't worry about what they say.
Damn, Cowboy.
I ain't talking about that shit, what they say, man. Shouldn't be around traveling the road, kind of be going here, I'm traveling the road, kind of make it home. Damn what they say.
I hear you, Cowboy.
I'm on the interstate, kind of make it home. Tell they kiss my ass.
Are you fade out the way, Cowboy? I know you play a lot of
debt. Play a lot of debt. Come on, man. I don't mind paying debt. That's what I'm here for, to raise, win or lose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Tell him, Cowboy.
Why Keisha didn't get it all?
Huh?
Why Carmen and Keisha ain't get that race?
Okay, reason Carmen and Keisha ain't got it all because when Keisha went out there, well, Will out there, there's a Keisha broke loose out there. The crack went down, and we weren't going back out there in that crack. We told them that we were running in Texas this weekend. We were doing it in Texas for 10 or 15, whatever you want to do it for. And then
how the fuck is y'all? How are they having a race in Texas, and D got his race in steel?
Hey, that D-Ray, man. We got that D-Ray. I said, we're going to Texas. We're going to get in the shootout. There, what D got going on, I said, what we're going to do. I ain't say what nobody else going to do now. I ain't going to do what nobody else.
Y'all
I said, what
we're
going to do. Yes, me and Jamie going to test. That's what we're going to do. I don't know what nobody else going to do now.
Y'all think y'all want any parts of that black Mustang from Detroit? Y'all want to do something with that?
What's going on, huh?
What's going on? They say, hey, Jamie, they say, why are we going to test? I said, that's what we want to do. We want to go to test.
Hold on. Who is we? Who asking that?
I don't know who on the phone.
Oh,
just
man.
Talking.
We thought everybody was going to steal, so everybody.
Okay, well, y'all can go to steal, but we can
we thought we do what we do. We thought everybody was going to steal this weekend, but we ain't see
that's
no
right.
fucking body.
That's right.
Oh, come on, Jamie.
One thing about TMR, we don't follow everybody else. We do what we got to do, and
we
do what we do.
Yeah, but we're directly, you know what I'm saying, directed to whoever want to know if they want to push the one button and ask.
No,
so
we heard it was a big.
I want to know why did everybody get quiet when Jamie came on here and said, "Who want to know that?" Y'all know who the fuck want to know? Lil Will, faggot ass. Lil Will,
ask the question, Lil Will.
You got a point there, Shorty.
We'll give you an answer. Ask the question. We'll give you an answer.
Lil Will, y'all gonna be got a Jamie or something?
Listen, what I'm about to say, Jamie and Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
We had a fellow citizen from the city of Detroit came down there in the shootout, right?
Yeah, he won.
He said they was trying to protest him and kick him out of the motherfucking shootout, and they say Cowboy led the protest.
Stop that.
Cowboy ain't got nothing to do with that, bro.
Yeah. Cowboy don't even be caring who in the shootout. All he be worried about is when he get in the shootout and bet when we go up. Now, don't do that now. Now you can't get not one person to get on this phone
and say that
we said, me nor Cowboy, that said that we didn't want ghosts in or that we wanted the other car that they kicked out.
Ghost has up this our car. Why the fuck we don't want Ghost in? Ghost over there with
us. Right,
him.
Right,
talk
right.
All night.
But Cowboy, Ghost fit all the rules to be in it anyway. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know why people, you know what I'm saying, try to date. Well, they can't add us in there. No way. Can't not one person get on this phone and say that we said something about we didn't want Ghost in it. Not one person can say that. If you could do it on the back line when we ain't on him. That's when you're telling a lie when you do that.
Man, you know Lil Will trying to crack a joke. He's trying to get the number one show.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, I know what he's doing.
Nobody
said
no shit like that.
Y'all think he's going to be able to get in these shootouts in the future, everybody going to be scared. As a matter of fact,
I had Ghost and
Cowboy, hold on, Cowboy. Tell them what I said. Cowboy, you ain't really know nothing about that car, right?
That's right. I ain't
what
gaming.
Did I tell
I
you?
Said,
what did I tell
I said,
you?
I said, Jamie, the man gave me Ghost in the shootout, and then Jamie said, hey, man, take Ghost. Ghost the fastest car out there.
Thank you.
Right there, I said, Jamie, you can't beat him. Jamie said, Cowboy, take Ghost. Ghost the fastest car out there. Yeah, like
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Now, the man they made now, I'm talking all the pads that man was making, he went down to crack nail in time to a time to raise. When it's time to raise, he went down that motherfucker every time.
he fucked y'all up. Now, do y'all feel that? Now, do you feel they want to approach him just because he's from up north?
No,
they ain't got nothing to do with it.
You can't get that Mexican screwed now, Will. Don't get it just
don't do that, man.
Will,
no.
Hold on. Hold on, Will. Listen, hold on. See, that man ain't just started racing. That man always been an outlaw. That man always been an outlaw type person, man. That man, when he come out there, that man gonna have the best of the best, man. He always been an outlaw type person. Basically, what I'm saying is, like, you know, shit, he ain't gonna have the same thing the next person got. He gonna go buy what he wanna buy, and he gonna go buy what he need to buy to be 5 tenths ahead of you. You believe that? That man ain't no fool. And
we
ain't no fool. Now you asked a question about what about the future shootouts. What were you asking, Will?
If he get in it. They're going to let him in. They got to let him in.
Cowboy, listen. Listen what's going to happen. And I already see it's going to happen, man.
The same way J.R. Gray did.
No. All they got to do, and I was listening. And like I say, I don't know if it's true or not, but they say Karma was the first one, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, yeah, Karma was the first one. Karma said that. Because, Jamie, last night I said, Karma, y'all want to lock in over Jet Ray? And then so he said, we was coming, but hell, we asked that black car where he going, and he said, yeah, and then I fucked that. I can't with that motherfucker. I ain't going over there.
Oh, man.
Shit, I can't with that motherfucker. That motherfucker shot by me, man, like I was standing still. They said, really? Stick me around now. I can't with that motherfucker.
Hey,
I was
Cowboy.
Going, but now I ain't going.
Hey, Cowboy, once you get beat like that, man, that'll do something to you.
But hey, Jamie,
this is the thing. Huh?
Jamie, he said, man, that man sneaked him around down there, man. He said, hey, Jamie, he said, man, he went to the 330. He said, man, I got him now. I got it. And he said, he seen something. Say, jumping him like a fucking jet. He said, God damn.
But I ain't going to say it on the radio, but it is something that they're going to probably change to make it to where he ain't going to be able to get in. I mean, I see that. It's going to happen.
They're going to probably say no Quinn Turbo.
Right.
But, Jamie, but now how they kick the other guy and they ain't kick
he's
him
big
out?
Block.
I don't
he's
understand
big block.
That.
The other guy was big block. That's got small
oh.
block.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah, I knew what's up.
If you got a turbo, you can't have a big block.
Right. It was big block nitrous. Listen. It was big block nitrous only. It was small block
turbos.
No big blocks. But what happened, I think Pat had two flyers. One of them was, you know what I'm saying, he got it edited. And some people got the first one and didn't get the second one. See what I'm saying? So It was just a little miscommunication and a confusion on the flyers. It was two flyers. The first flyer he made.
You should have let him in then.
The first flyer he made, it was error. It was an error on it. But like I said, I ain't really look at the flyer or read the flyer because I know we meet the criteria. Whoever in it, they in it. You know what I'm saying? We meet the criteria to race. That's what we come to do, race. So that altercation right there, that was amongst them because, hell, I ain't even look at the flyer to even know or to read the rule.
But, Jamie, I still like to get in and with him in. I just want to see how bad he can beat us. I just want to see.
Shit, Cowboy, you must ain't seen that last video. That man beat that man. That man had that blue Mustang had that man out two cars and on top side.
I seen
beat
it.
That man by three cars. I'm gonna tell y'all what Ghost gonna have to go class racing. He gonna have to. Believe it or not, no. Believe it or not,
that little boy that everybody left on him too, and he ain't give a damn.
But Cowboy, it ain't that he let him left on him. I told you, that's why I was telling you that left lane got a short rollout. So when he was boosting in, he wasn't purposely cutting that top bulb off. It's got a short roll. So when he was boosting in, it knocked the top bulb off because the rollout's so short.
Yeah, and then he couldn't leave because it was left. He would have red lit.
Exactly.
Hey,
but
I'm he had enough to let that man
red light. Man, that man had enough to do. Hey, this what that man played smart, man. You know how no prep leave on instant green? They was instant green in that tree, man. That boy was instant green in that tree, no prep. He ain't had to leave on no tree. He was instant green. He wanted to make sure he saw green. He was instant green in the tree.
Yeah, Bryce said he's the baddest young and up-and-coming motherfucker around.
Oh yeah, bro.
Don't do that, Will.
You gotta give him credit.
No, man, I give him credit.
He got it done. I mean, he had to be pretty smart, you know what I'm saying, to boost that thing up like that for it to knock the top off and no not but I mean that's experience a little bit there, no. I mean, you know.
Bryce was a junior dragster racer for a long time.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Listen, you think we don't know that? We drawed on Bryson when he had his junior dragster. We tried to put my daughter on Bryson.
Not Caleb.
Yeah,
oh, Sugar Man.
Oh, yeah, kid. Oh, yo. Hey, listen, man. It ain't nothing that we don't know, y'all. I mean, we study and we do
world,
this now.
What the world want to know now.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Y'all got out there and y'all knocked the tie off kind of bad. And y'all didn't really like that kind of car performing on the track.
No.
You and Karma. We sick of it.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Okay, we in the shootout. Well, Friday night, we was having a little, you know what I'm saying, little mishaps Friday. You know what I'm saying, a little one or two things that was wrong. So,
Jamie,
you know
I
what I mean?
Jamie, can I say something to you, Jamie, before you get into that? Because I know what
happened
to the and they said that them posters, y'all posted up on posters, which y'all tell the world what was the deal with all those posters. Them posters y'all posted
what
up on Facebook about Silverstone.
Okay.
Now, it was a bunch of rumors going around, so that's what he beat that. So, I don't know why he was just going to ask you the question.
Okay, hold on. You talking about the post that I made?
And the post that Karma made. Post that both of y'all made, I guess.
Shit, I ain't seen no post, Leon.
Yeah.
Okay, Leon, if you're talking about the post that I made about, come on, we probably going to run Karma? That what you saying? That's the only post
I
made.
Okay. We ain't worried about it.
Now, Hold on, Leon. I want to know what you're talking about because I can't speak for nobody else's post but my own. Now, Friday night, you know, Karma wanted to run, Leon, but we had, you know what I'm saying, a little problems with the car. So me and Cowboy went and got the part, and we, and matter of fact, Rick,
and
the one,
as
Rick,
a matter of fact, the one wanted
Rick
to shoot out
the
pistons.
Yeah, he helped us fix one of the problems. He helped us fix one of the problems. Okay, so follow where I'm going. The shootout started early, Leon, which was Saturday.
Yeah, 7:30.
Started early, 7:30. So we both was in the shootout, and we both got put out the same round. But, Leon, it was getting late. If you look at all them videos that's going around, you see blankets over the windshields, over the top of the car. So what that tell you, Leon?
Oh, man, not the dude.
No, no, no. What does that tell you, Leon?
Not the dude.
The dude was setting in. The dude was setting in.
Okay, okay, okay. Now let me finish my story. All right? Now, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, the temperature was going to drop like that and dew was going to be like that. Now, when we ran Silver Surfer, you know what I'm saying, you know, we did what we did, you know, in the shootout. You see what I'm saying? So why would we go gamble, put our money up, and we just did what we did, and we're going to have to run maybe an hour later than when I just ran Silver Surfer. It didn't make no sense. It was just only going to be worse.
Yeah, I know we put a Silver Surfer by two cars, so we didn't do that. So what are you going out there on that bad crack for him?
So Leon, as far as the post being made, does that answer your question? Or somebody want to dig a little deeper? I'm on the phone, and I made the post, and I can answer.
You know what the problem is, uh-huh. Daniel? We've been on the phone on the background. There's a whole bunch of stuff been bounced around. But
well, you know, people are saying something on the background.
But what I'm saying is we have a show, both of y'all on the phone. Now won't nobody say nothing. Everybody's like they had a stroke at the mouth.
So that's how they do, so Leon, that's how they do.
But, Leon, you call them crabs, Leon. Those are crabs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What was all them goddamn sparks coming from our Silver Surfer?
Man, you know, his car low. His car set low. And then so you know that the 2 iron. Tell him, Jamie.
That shut-off room at Deal ain't no joke, man. Friday night, Silver Surfer messed up his car Friday night. You know, Silver Surfer car sit low. You know what I'm saying? Messed up his car Friday night. So Saturday morning, he also got up and fixed his car and got some stuff made to fix. You know what I'm saying? So those now, if I didn't know what that was when I was going down behind him, it might have really scared me a little bit. But I knew what that was.
Yes.
He had made some lower skids. You know what I'm saying? He had to make some more skids, and that's what that was. But I thought he was going to set the parachute on fire.
Hey, Jamie, he told us Friday night, he said, man, I'm not going out there. My car set too low. I told my car up one time. I'm not going back out there.
Oh, yeah, man, that man probably got about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of exhaust up on his car, man. You can't blame that man for that. But still, to be honest with you, like I say, I mean, that's crazy, man. I mean, I never really been down on the shutdown like that. And I used to wonder what Witt used to be talking about with Shorty, you know, with that. But, you know, I think they should have been to fix that by now. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be too high dollar, you know what I'm saying, too many cars going out. What really just dangerous to be. You know what I mean? Just people that risk too much for tearing up their car with that. And all they got to do is just pave it, man.
Right. Okay.
I went down there. Why won't they do something about down there?
Right. Hey, Leon, I got a question, though. I like the back line. See, I don't – man, people just need to have hard, like, skin. See, I listen to skin. Hold on. How many cars, what?
Had
that problem.
Was his skin going to keep it straight?
Yeah,
skin going to keep it
straight no matter what it is, man. And I don't understand why if people can discuss something on a back line, why they can't discuss it when the people is on the phone. Why is you discussing it on the back line then?
They act like you're going to come through the phone and bite them or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
what can we do to them, skin? We can't do it but have a conversation about it. What can we do?
You got a point there. You got a point, yeah.
That's what I don't understand. It's like motherfuckers, like they want to put me up to asking questions, but I'm not gonna ask no stupid ass shit that I don't know nothing about.
Right, but skin, this is what I'm saying, though. What can we do to a person for asking a question? We got, you know, y'all ain't there. Y'all
you can get mad and raise your voice, but that don't mean nothing.
You know,
it's just conversation.
But skin,
you know what I'm
saying? I mean, that's it. But at the end of the day, don't be talking about it on the back line. See, a lot of times when people do that, man, they be lying, man. They be making up a lot of stuff, man. That same stuff they say on the back line, they can't say to the people. They can't say to whoever they saying it. Because I wish they would.
Good
play right. whatever they saying on this show right now, what they saying. I bet you they won't say none of that on the back line, what they say on the front line while me and Cowboy on the phone. But you have
point.
3 hour conversation on the back line about us or whatever you want to talk about. But on the front line, you want somebody else to say what you will say on the back line. I don't understand it.
You know what that is, Trigger Man? A lot of these motherfuckers like to talk behind a motherfucker back.
Well, man, I don't understand. We all grown. We all grown men and women. If you can say something behind somebody's back, you should be able to say it in front of. Don't say it if you can't say it to the person
That's
or
right.
in front of the person.
That's right.
Good point. Good point.
Hey, what your grandmama tell you? If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So evidently, whatever
right.
you said,
don't,
you thought
that's
it was
right.
Nice.
Don't say it.
Don't
well,
say
I mean,
it,
what
motherfucker.
Can the person? Man, we
don't
all know anything. Each other. We didn't argue with everybody on the phone. But what? That's just conversation, man.
Yeah.
Ain't number. We on
good
the blog
point.
Talk show, man. I mean, we
hey,
ain't got to hurt
man,
nobody
what?
One another.
We all argue with each other, and tomorrow you'll be talking about what's up. You need to get off.
That's what I'm saying. But I just hate that, though, man. I just hate when people, you know, people, I be getting, they do it every all over, man. You know, Zello and all kinds of stuff. Man,
yeah,
get on, they talking
yeah.
about you.
Yeah.
I get on and say, what's up, y'all, you know, what y'all got going on? Shit, man, I said,
yeah,
man, I'll talk to y'all later on. Don't nobody
yeah,
say nothing.
Yeah,
but like I
yeah,
said, you
they,
know,
they
I
do that
mean,
to me.
I don't understand.
They do that to me all the time.
Oh yeah, but
they call
one
me
about
they skin.
Skin.
They saying this about you. So if I get in there,
they don't
say
nothing.
Come on, I'm gonna go
you
to the
But skin,
said,
you straight forward though. Skin, you straight forward. You know what I'm saying? You gonna tell a person how it is, how you feel, and that's that. You
yeah.
gonna keep it. You keep it down the middle.
Yeah.
Hey, huh?
Forget all that, man. Who you want to kill next weekend? Who you trying to kill next? You know,
hey, what's up, Ren? Hey, Ren, I know who I'm gonna try to stay away. Who we gonna stay away from? Hey, Ren. Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all something. Like I say, Cowboy didn't know now. Cowboy didn't know, because like Cowboy probably would have got messed up with Karma and that ghost car if I didn't tell him. I know Cowboy. When Cowboy asked me 5 times, you show? You talking about this car? Yeah, Cowboy, that car. You talking about Randy driver? Yeah, Randy driver, that car. When Cowboy asked, listen, Randy. When Cowboy asked me like that, Randy, when Cowboy asked me like that, sometimes he still will go with his whatever he want to go with. You know what I'm saying? He still
yeah.
might go out there and
yeah.
bet with Karma. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he ain't, because, listen, he ain't heard nobody. You know how when a car fast, everybody be talking about, like, man, I'm bet with that car, I'm bet with that car, I'm bet with that car. Nobody was really saying
yeah.
that they bet Ghost car. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, Cowboy be
yeah.
out there in the lanes and everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So he listening. So at the end of the
yeah.
day, he ain't heard nobody talk about the ghost car. So it kind of messed him up as far as, you know, betting with that car, listening to me. You know what I mean? But, geez, man,
yeah.
that got doggone car there, man. Good God. Hey, that's the car. That's impressive there, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie. That's
well,
the only car
crazy.
That I've seen.
If I'd have been there, I'd have got fucked up because I'd have bet against ghosts every time he got up there.
Yeah, you the guy. Hey, no, Skin. Hey, Skin. That, who said that? Skin?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
it wouldn't have took me that one time. It wouldn't have took me that one time, Skin. You can believe that.
Nah,
hey,
but that's Randy now. Every time we go to track, I better give him. He don't never make the trip. And all them races we went to, he ain't never make the trip. Now he go out and get it right.
Hey, Randy, but this my thing. Hey, Randy, if Karma go to Texas, I mean, you know, we trying to told Jake, you know what I'm saying, get it up. We want to run Karma. We'll run them out there if they go out there. But listen, Randy, this is my thing. It was some good fast cars in that shootout now. You know what I'm saying? It was some elite cars, Keisha, Karma, Silver Surfer, Bam Bam, a bunch of fast cars in that shootout. That's the first time I ever seen a shootout the way a man like Ghost can let these cars do what they do and doggone, you know what I'm saying, run them cars, 5 cars down. That man run them cars, 5 cars down, man.
Oh, man, come on.
Hey, Skin, Yeah, hey, Skin, I'm so glad Keisha ain't in now on them videos that he reeling us in. I'm so glad.
Oh, man.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you what made it so bad, y'all. That doggone Rich and what's the job? Bryson.
I ain't heard
this.
Listen, they walk around that racetrack like they the underdog. I mean, they walk around there like you could man. Hey, they walk around that track, man, like they just waiting on this shootout to get off, boy. They got something to show everybody, boy. I mean, you – shit, man.
They don't talk no shit. They don't talk no shit. They don't do no shit, though. Mm-mm.
They ain't going to talk. But, you know, I'm glad they got it all going in the right there. Man, they struggled with that car for a long time, man.
For a long time. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad
yeah.
I
got one other question. Now, we talked about that. Y'all say y'all going to try to. Now, you're one of your nemesis. I'm going to say your godfather been whooping ass lately. Will you be sure to congratulate the man and give him some props? Because he's been whooping on a lot of ass lately.
Man, we don't give a damn about that man. Fuck that man.
Congratulate
him. Damn that man.
Lord
have mercy. Hey, man, we don't care what that man do. We ain't sending that
Will,
man.
Hey, Will, let me ask you something, Will. Let me ask you something. Have Tony ever been on your show?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah, that's right. That was, now, when we was on a winning streak, now, did you get him on and tell him to congratulate us?
Man, damn that man.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Well, when you think about it and when you know what date you done it, call us and let us know. Now, next question.
I like that.
Yeah, come on, man. He picking. Come on, man. He whooping something with a little call.
Hey, next question.
Man, we try to get that man to back tie with Romeo. That man won't take it. Man, we.
Will. One thing about us, Will. We don't knock nobody. You understand what I'm saying?
But
we ain't gonna gratulate you. If you ain't gonna acknowledge us, why should we acknowledge you though, Will?
Good point. Good point.
Man,
yeah,
I got
he's been whooping ass now. Will, what else you want to talk about, Will? What else you want to talk about?
I like
it. Hey, Skin, what's wrong with this guy?
Hey,
man?
I like the way he held it,
Will.
I like it.
I mean, we look forward to seeing you and Karma get this shit out the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody up north want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, we ready, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, you know, if we had a little mishaps, then Friday we would have got it on. But, that was the first time, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, been on the track or whatnot like that, and Karma dialed in. You can't take Karma light. We ain't going out there running for free. We trying to better check. And just because the people wanted to see it, we was going to be damn near at our best when we go out there. We only made one pass, and then the people say, what about you and Karma? Well, damn, let us try to make a pass in both lanes, you know what I'm saying, so we can, you know, have data at least in both lanes. They want us to race, and we only had data in one lane. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we want to give the people something to see, but the people also got to respect the fact of let us, you know what I'm saying, get dialed in and comfortable to where, let us get dialed in, you know what I mean, at least get one pass on each lane, you know. But a lot of people don't understand, man, you know. It takes that when you got to run a car that you can't, you know what I'm saying, that's
now,
equivalent.
Now, do you think you more of a gangster and you come off the trailer?
Oh, man, I come off the trailer anyway.
That's some gangster shit, though, to come off the trailer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we can come out of the trailer. Somebody want to come out of the trailer?
You can come off the trailer. Okay, I ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You can come off the trailer with Keisha.
Why not?
Okay. I was just listening to what you were saying about the two shakedowns and one each lane. I ain't know if you.
Yeah, I understand. Two shakedowns, then you got to come off the trailer. Which one?
Hey, you want to run pocket chain with Keisha, we'll come out the trailer. Understand that.
But no.
I asked you to butt in that, Tony. Now, hold on, Tony. But no, let me tell you this right here. What I'm saying, Tony.
It's not really gangster, though. It's really not gangster.
Oh, well, hey, listen, I ain't said. What's up, all D? No, D, I ain't saying it's gangster, D. I'm saying, like, You know,
no,
karma,
no.
That's their home track.
Real, that was real direct to live with you. That was real direct to live
right,
with
right, you. Right, right, right. But no, D, karma, that's their home track, D. Them people got passes after passes at that track. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to respect that. You know what I mean? You can't go out there with A to B pass
really,
and beat them people now.
But Jamie, you made a post on Facebook saying
really
that you were looking for them.
Tony, did you just get on?
I heard this, Tony. We still live looking for him.
Did you just get on, Tony?
We still live looking for him.
Did you just get on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, get him to lock in for Texas this weekend.
But both of y'all was at the same track yesterday.
It don't matter, Tony.
Don't matter. Both of them might be in Texas.
Hell, Tony, you done been to the track. You done been to the track with Parker Change and Romeo, and you say you want to run, and you ain't run.
No. I don't know. I don't know how everybody else on the show thinking, but it got me drunk. You say you're looking for him, and y'all was at the same site together. Now you're talking about another track.
Tony, you always drunk.
But I ain't the only one drunk. Damn, you're saying three things. You made a point and said
you. Hold on.
Okay, I'm hold on.
Now,
you ain't got to explain nothing.
I know I don't, Hoss, but I'm going to show the people he lying. Okay, Tony, say what you just said again.
You said you made a first-round call out to Karma. I'm reading it on Facebook right now. Do Karma want to run first round in the shootout? If this you are, you got another Jamie Hall.
Okay, mister. Did you see that they want to lock in first round, jackass?
But they didn't lock in. I understand that point.
Okay,
but
so
y'all,
what is your
but,
point?
But they didn't lock in, but y'all ended up at the track and both of y'all out the shootout. Why y'all didn't run then?
I just explained that, and I'm not doing it again. So
no, you explained. I heard you. I heard that part you explained about you hadn't
you
made too many shakes. But let me know. Do you got to make sure shakedowns before you run Karma, or you want to run him first round shootout? Which one you want to do?
Hold on. I got to straighten you. You the one said. Tony, you always
hey, Tony,
won,
since,
you
he didn't,
you...
since he didn't run the first round, he got some data. So he wants some on the other side. What's wrong with that, Tony?
No, but you made a post that y'all won him first round.
But he didn't run first round.
It looked like
somebody gave him a chance to get some data.
Hey, Skin, but what is this man talking about? First round.
What I'm saying is this.
Tony,
if I go away to Alabama looking for a man,
Tony,
I'm going to race it.
Don't run, Tony. You going to run.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Don't do that. Don't say that.
I know what Tony.
I ain't never called a man out and went to his home track and didn't race him. That's still happened to me.
Tony's trying to say, since y'all called him out first round, and then y'all got y'all a hit. Y'all should have ran him. No, I don't mean it.
They locked in first round.
But I know he didn't lock in.
Right,
but
y'all
got
a shootout.
Y'all supposed to run himself.
Tony.
Now y'all need to get Ricky Stamble over here. I'm trying to see who back
up. We
ain't got to get nobody on here for you to spray something.
No, I ain't say you get on Jamie. I want somebody to call Ricky Stamble, and I want to know who back up.
You on the phone. Do you want to run Thursday night with Pocket Change?
This ain't about me and you. This ain't not me and you. A lot of folks
pay
their money to see y'all two race each other.
Tony,
that's what
Tony,
you got to understand, Jay.
We don't give a damn what the people pay the money for, Tony.
Hold on, cowboy. Do y'all hear what Tony's saying? A lot of people pay their money to see us in Camaro. You dummy. What you doing on the internet?
They didn't pay Jamie, no.
But everybody understood if both of y'all say y'all want each other and both of y'all at the same track together, they more than likely y'all supposed to race.
Tony,
we're
not locked in, Tony.
Wait. I might be jumping the gun. It might be Karma that backed up. Somebody call Karma unless I asked if you were going on with this.
It don't matter who backed out. Anybody
call Ricky Stamble?
Tony, we weren't
going to
get on that crack.
Because I might be jumping the gun. Ricky Jambo might have backed off from y'all. I'm sorry. Somebody call Ricky Jambo.
Tony.
It don't matter what you think, Tony.
But, cowboy, we just saw this right. We just saw this quick. Tony, we backed down from him. Now, what else you want to know?
Okay, now, well, then, stop making posts like you're looking for a motherfucker. If you're not going to goddamn race,
they
call that pump faking, Jamie.
Hold on a second. See, hey, Lil Will,
I know good well. If I holler all week,
If I holler all week, I want to run Kobe Young. I want to run Kobe Young. I want to run Kobe Young. I can't wait to see. I want to run Kobe Young first round shootout. Then I get up to the track with him. I don't want to run it.
Hey, you worry about what you do.
They call that pump fake.
Tony, hold on a second. Hey, Lil Will, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm
hey, Lil Will, you on the phone?
I'm right here.
All right, Lil Will, I want y'all to listen to this. I want y'all to listen to me. Hey, Leon, let me say this right quick, Leon. I'm just trying to show y'all.
But ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. You're trying to get the fans filled up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're trying to get the fans filled up, and you're trying to get the hype up the race. You want a lot of people to come in the show. I understand that. Ain't no problem.
Let me explain something to you, Tony.
If he pumps, let me explain something to Tony. He's trying to run you right now. What you doing?
Yeah, Tony ain't shit, man. Why you worried about what Tony said?
Hey, y'all listen to this. Okay, Tony just said something about pump faking, right?
Yeah.
That's all he do.
All right, that's right. Tony, you call out Lil Romeo with pocket change head up, Tony.
No, I didn't. Boo offered me 1-1.
I offered you no 1-1, and you got the same thing.
Boo offered me 1-1.
You got the same thing you got, Tony.
You're a big liar, man.
But I'm just saying, man. A lot of people saying that race looking for y'all to race, Jamie.
Tony,
I know it wasn't locked in, but a lot of people want to see that race.
What you saying don't make sense, Tony.
I mean, y'all talking about that man come to Texas. I'd be like, why the hell I got to go to Texas? And both of them
say, because they got a $10,000 same shootout, Tony, dummy.
He got damn shootout. You can go one
Tony,
race now, two car shootout.
Tony, you
can have a $10,000 two car shootout.
Tony, okay, get him over here, lock in 2-10, boy.
Somebody call Ricky Stammer for a second. I'm asking some questions.
Yeah, somebody get him on.
So I don't like asking Jamie questions. I'm asking another man questions too.
So you're a dummy, boy.
I want to ask that man. Was he ready to race? I just want to ask him, was he ready to race yesterday? Just about to get him on the phone.
Hey, ain't nobody got to get that man on the phone. It ain't got nothing to do with you, dummy.
See, Jamie, I'm saying, all the thing I'm doing is saying what everybody else on the show want
to
say.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on, Tony. Go back to mute. Okay, y'all, if y'all want to talk or ask us any questions, push the one button, please, so Tony can stop trying to act like everybody trying to ask us something. Will y'all please speak up, push the one button, one at a time, please.
No. What they going to do? They ain't gonna do that because they think y'all, if the first time somebody say that, y'all can draw. They don't care about you drawing on me. See, they don't want you drawing them.
Will you please fall back a second, Tony?
I'll fall back on mute.
Okay, Tony keeps saying everybody want to know. Will anybody push the one button, please?
I want to know.
Ask anything that they want to know.
I just hit the one button.
Hold on, Ricky, I don't want to talk to call you, Rick. I want to ask you a question. How you doing? Good, Ricky, that's Tony Byers, that's Tony.
Do you remember Keisha call y'all out for the first round shootout?
Yeah, on the talk show.
That's right. Now, when both of y'all got put out the shootout yesterday, was one of y'all able to run? Was y'all able to run?
Yeah.
But who backed out? You or them?
They did.
Okay, that's all we want to know. Ricky, you going back eat dinner, Ricky. That's all we want to know. You going back eat dinner.
That's all we want to know.
That case is closed. The judge that went home, the DA that went home, that case is closed.
Okay, hold on. But Tony, what's your point is what I want to know.
The point is, Jamie, you don't try to make a man look bad. You don't try to make a man look bad. You disrespected that man talking about you called him out first round, and then he get down there ready to race, and y'all don't race. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm keeping it down the middle now.
Hey, cowboy, hold on. I got him, host. Now, Tony, you go to mute. All right, now, let me tell y'all what you're trying to do, Tony, whatever you think you're trying to do. All right, now, Mike Hill had a race in Darlington, South Carolina. You guys, this was probably about 2 weeks ago.
TMR, which is, you know, y'all know TMR, Ghostbusters was in, heading to Darlington. You know what I'm saying? Tony is going to a non-prep race in Union, South Carolina, that had like street outlaw cars there, per se, that I saw on the flyer.
Man.
Okay, now he want to call out Ghostbusters, saying that he coming to his home track, which is Union supposedly be. When Tony knew that, we was in Darlington the same fucking day. And he want to act like he want to...
It rained out in Darlington, Jamie.
Hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. I'm not done. Okay, Tony made a call out to Ghostbusters about running at Union, South Carolina. Now, y'all know the reason why he did that. Now, Tony, 1005, Mike Hill race, September the 18th at the House of Hook, Tony. Now, you want to run Ghostbusters, you want to state like you want to run Ghostbusters, 1,005,000, Saturday, House of Hook, Mike Hill race, damn that four-car shootout, you got you 5,000, we got us 5,000, it's a lock on my end. Ghostbusters are getting trouble, head up, poultry, ate them out.
A shopper, punk.
You that's right.
Can I talk?
Now you want to say about what we say?
No,
to
I let you talk, dummy. I can't talk.
I ain't done, dummy.
Okay,
done,
go ahead,
dummy.
Get through now.
Now you want to talk about all the fake stuff that we do, dummy? Okay, now that was fake what you done, but I don't bother the fake stuff you do until you try to act like we doing something fake. Ain't nothing fake about us over here, Tony. You one of the ones that get on the line and try to brainwash people on some of the fake news and fake lies that you tell the people and try to bring out the people, Tony. But you don't do that shit while I'm on the fucking phone. You can bet your ass on that. All that fake shit you do on the back line, you do it while I'm on the phone. Do it while I'm on the phone. Motherfucker, that's what you do.
Okay, are you through?
Seriously, I got
a question. The subject was for we disturb Ricky eating his Sunday dinner.
Let me talk.
I'm letting everybody talk at one time so we can fully understand what we're saying here. We call this man to ask. You put all on Facebook, like this man wasn't shit. You want to run over him first round. You want to lock me in first round. They didn't lock you in first round. They'd be foolish to do that. Now, y'all went down this shootout. And now y'all trying to call that man out of Texas. That man be a fool to follow y'all away to Texas when both y'all on the ground.
Hey, Tony, I don't care if he don't come, but we going.
But y'all clicking on the internet calling this man out. And when y'all meet that man, y'all don't want him.
The fuck we want to do,
Tony? No, that's wrong, cowboy. That's wrong. You don't do that.
I got a question for
TMR. Tony, who is you to tell us what's right from wrong?
I'm just a concerned fan right now. All I want to say is there's a lot of folks paid. Y'all went to that man's home truck and act like y'all was going to run that man. Y'all run him first round. Y'all disrespect the man. And then when the man get down there ready to race, y'all won't forget about getting the cool out and everything. Y'all forget about calling this man out.
Excuse me. I got a question. I want to ask TMR a question. Jamie, I ain't ducking the truth or cowboy either one. Now, you know I'm a big Karma fan, and I was disappointed that the race didn't happen. But my question
is... Well, then let me tell something. We won't go out there and tell a lot of people to rate no fucking car. We won't do that.
The reason I heard the race didn't happen was because what I read was that y'all said something about you couldn't apply all your power. And I didn't know if it was a problem with the surface.
Yeah,
get
my number.
What's the number?
717.
Damn, did they hang up?
No,
see what it was. Up.
Hold on, Fly.
Damon
went
out there, and then the lockup came on, and then the car went hard to the left. We weren't going back out there like that no more.
Okay. Okay.
Nobody
get
it back out.
You ain't supposed to go. But can I say something, though? Can I say something, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. He cutting me off. He's letting everybody go. Here's what I want to know. Now, I ain't got shit against Tony Bynes, against nobody. I'm neutral. I want to know why Tony Bynes didn't ask him why they didn't lock Trigger Man and me in for the first round call out. So that don't account for nothing, huh? He got scared to lock them in for the first round call out. So then they thought they couldn't apply their power, so they didn't go. What the fuck is the problem? It's a goddamn rush. I don't understand.
Hey, what's up? Skin, I had somebody. Man, I missed that statement, Skin, but I wanted to hear what you had to say, Skin,
Tony
about what
some,
Tony Trump.
Tony got like he got some person. He doesn't want to fuck with
hey,
you.
Hey, Skin, listen. Hey, Skin, listen to me, man. That's what I be trying to show
y'all,
man.
Y'all need to quit taking up for this man. You don't call a man out, go to his track,
Skin.
And then don't race.
You're supposed to know about your car. You're supposed to know about your lockup.
You're supposed to know about all that before you call a man out. Don't call a man out and then don't test your car.
See, Tony, one thing about you, Tony, we do what we do.
Talking about that track won't hold. That goddamn trouble car made it look like he made a 3-second pass down there. Y'all ain't holding him. Y'all ain't going no three. So you're talking about the track ain't holding y'all.
You don't call a man out like that.
But Ricky said they was ready.
But you only asked one side question. You didn't ask the dude why he didn't lock them in first round call out. Why you didn't ask him to ask that? I know he still listening.
But the man would be crazy to lock in. He put his money up. Jamie been calling this man out for a long time, man. Both of them was on the track. I just wanted to see who backed out. That's all I want to see. If Ricky would have backed out, I would have been saying the same thing to Ricky. How the hell you let Jamie come your home track and you scared to run it? But Ricky didn't back out.
Hey, Tony, the more you talk, the more you prove yourself wrong. Because all I know is this: if I get bold and brave enough to call a man out of his home track,
and I get this home track, I'm going to run him whether I got three wheels or not. I'm going
to
race him.
I called Candy Crush out, and I ran Candy Crush. Okay, hold on a second.
You've been called Candy Crush out for 3 weeks. They've been.
But he's the one been saying no, not me.
You telling a lie, Tony.
No, that man want me to take shit on my car. He finally said I ain't got to take shit on my car. I ran him. I ain't asked you all that.
I ain't never call a man out and don't race.
It's all that pump face.
Tony. Man, see, that's why.
What's the difference in what you're accusing Jamie them of doing when Jamie said you called out about 5 races here last week and knowing the call?
And I did them. Don't you know I've been racing all week? I called out 5 races.
Brother D,
come look at the internet. I've been racing them for
Tony, hold on. I refuse. I will not let you just overtalk me like you do them guys.
I ain't got no overtalk you when you lying.
I'm not lying. I asked you a question. Answer the question. I called folks out and didn't race.
I asked you the question.
I said, Jamie and them accused you of calling out them and a few more guys that you knew was down.
Get one person on this phone I called out and didn't race.
I run Romeo every week.
We better get this in front of Brother D right now. What time y'all want to run Thursday night?
Hey, Brother D.
Listen, Brother D, this is the same answer I've been getting all week. What y'all want to run the Romeo with? What time y'all want to run Thursday night?
See, Brother D, you know we're going to Texas, Brother D.
I don't know where you're going. It's going to be 80% chance of rain in Texas.
How about Wednesday night in Dallas?
Yes, sir. Wednesday night, Dawson. What time?
Hey, Tony.
Oh, let Damon want to talk for a second. Better lock
Romeo
it in, Damon.
Romeo and pocket chain.
I'm running trouble, fool.
You're going to stand stupid, motherfucker.
I know it. All right, then. Brother D, now you got that, Brother D, right?
Okay. Tony, we were running with Ghostbusters, Tony.
That's right. Where's the night with Ghostbusters?
I called out. No, I didn't call that Ghostbusters. I called out Lil' Romeo.
You called out Romeo with pocket chains, dummy.
Well, I'm just saying, Damon. Damon, everybody see what's going on. You called out karma. You went down there, and then you're talking about your car going left. Okay, just let it go. Let's change the subject.
You're trying to change. No, we're not changing subject because you're wrong.
But, Damon, your punk face on the race. That's all. Your punk face on the race.
Hold on. Let's get one topic out of the way. Cowboy, let's one of us talk at a time so everybody can understand. Tony want to change the subject now because
I ain't trying to change the subject.
Okay,
the man got on phone say y'all backed out.
Tony, let me talk, bro.
Hey, you didn't dispute. You didn't dispute that man when he said y'all backed out. So that's Kevin. That's case third. It's in a story.
Tony, let me talk, bro. Then you can talk, okay? Now, you just said. You called us out.
We talking about yesterday, Race. We ain't talking about shit 3 or 4 weeks ago. We talking about yesterday.
I'm trying to make Brother D.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. We ain't talking about you called the man out. The man said y'all backed out. That's all we're saying. We can't
talk about whatever we want to talk about.
We can't talk but one person at a time, man. This is a talk show.
Okay, I'm off and go mute y'all. Y'all talk to Jamie, man, because I can't understand what the hell he's talking about. Because called out the man that he banked out.
Go to mute, please.
I can't understand what the hell you're talking about.
I'll get to that, Tony. Hey, we don't have a problem with talking about what everybody want to talk about. You ain't the only person on the phone. Other people might want to
hear about your fucking business.
So let other people talk. Now, what I'm trying to say is you just said something about calling. You call out pocket change. And Romeo. Now
this ain't about pocket chain right now.
Man.
This is about you and karma. You keep talking about other shit. We go talk about karma and Keisha. That's what we want to hear about.
You just said karma and Keisha.
Rick is talking on the phone. Let's talk about karma and Keisha. This ain't got nothing to do with pocket chain right now.
You just said the case was closed.
Oh, okay then. Okay. All right. Okay.
We talking about those cowboys or something else.
That deal is dead.
You see, when Tony know I got about a nut, he tried to say.
Ain't about no nut. We was on the phone talking about the race yesterday. Carmen Keisha.
Okay, Tony.
Man,
you
so we backed out, so we backed out.
Can we please talk at one at a time, man? Tony, you had your little segment. Let me say my little segment, bro. That's all I ask. Let me say my little segment. Okay, now, I'm speaking on what Brother D came in and said, Tony. Okay, you called out Romeo with pocket change. You did not run that race. We didn't lock it in because you knew I was going to Vegas. Okay, now, you just trying to lock the race in, but you're not trying to lock the race in that you did that fake, F-A-K-E call out because you knew I was going to Vegas. Now Cowboy just said we'll run you, and now you're trying to run with trouble, Tony. That's punk faking. You understand what I'm saying? You just did that, Tony. Do you understand that? You're swapping cars.
Hey, gang, we'll run trouble. We're Ghostbusters.
Exactly. We're trying to lock him in now, but he don't want to do that, Cowboy. But I'm trying to show him his point. Trying to show him his point. You know? Man, you're a dummy and a fool, Tony. Now, let me get to the karma segment. You want to talk about the karma. That's really over with. Yeah, Tony, we got put out the shootout. Go look at the video, Tony. I like the wreck out there. You think I'm going to go back out there? Just because
yeah,
you
don't
want to see
he
something?
Hope you wreck. He hope you wreck.
All you got to do is go look at the GoPro video, Tony. I like the wreck out there, bro. My safety come first. I'm not going back out there. So I catch a man another time, Tony. So ain't no big difference. Now, the call-out that you knew was made, when I made the call-out first round, you trying to say Ricky, you know what I'm saying, as far as Ricky let us come to his home track and take over, when we called him out first round, you immediately should have said, Ricky, that man called you out at your home track. You ain't going to lock him in first round? Did you do that? No, you didn't, because you just like skiing.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're a one-sided motherfucker. He's the one-sided motherfucker, don't you? You should have immediately said that then to Ricky if you wanted to act like you wanted to say that. But I know how you do. You want to act like you for us on at certain parts of stuff, but you really not, Tony. When we called him out, you saw the decline. said it on Dog Show. However, you should have said it then. Ricky, how you going to let that man come to your home track and you don't lock him in first round? But you didn't do that, Tony. You one-sided, bro. That's why your word don't mean shit, Tony. What am I trying to tell you, bro?
God, oh my.
You, what you say and what how you try to tell who right and wrong don't mean nothing to me and Cowboy TMR, baby. Because you don't keep it 1,000. I respect the man that can come on the show and keep it 1,000 while the next man on the phone, Tony, but you don't do that. All come out your mouth is lies, Tony, period. You can lie to these people while me and Cowboy ain't on the phone, but when
lies
I'm on
and
him,
bullshit.
But
lies
when I'm
and
him,
bullshit.
I keep it straight, Tony.
Lies so, and bullshit.
That's it's just that simple, bro.
Lies and bullshit.
All you is a liar. You a 99% liar. That's what you is.
Damn.
Exactly, Skin.
No, Jamie. No, Jamie. He's 110% liar.
Yeah, he's a, you know, he got 1% of truth in it. He got 1% of truth in it because, you
know,
he told me he was going to beat
I ain't from down there, but I know he was out of goddamn. He ain't saying nothing about it when they called the man out. He said,
right.
Why,
hey,
why ain't my team?
Thank you, Skin. Thank you, Skin.
But
that's
now when they
I'm
get
saying,
some
Skin.
Data on there, they don't want to tear their shit up like my dumb ass did, trying to press the crowd and choke Kamala up. With my stupid ass, don't do that,
Skin.
Y'all need the right.
Hey, Skin. All you got to do, bro, like you say, I understand. Listen, I understand each car and each car setup works different. You know what I'm saying? Like, this car might go down and this car might not. But that, I'm not racing that person's car that's going down. I'm racing the car that we got that didn't go down, Skin. You follow what I'm saying?
What?
So he getting on here telling, want to tell times about how fast somebody went and stuff like that. Yeah, that car might have went whatever it went. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole different car than what we're not racing that car. We racing a car that all you got to do is go look at the GoPro, bro. Right. All you want to do
No, Cowboy.
It ain't the point about explaining nothing to. Hold on, Will. Hey, Cowboy. Hold on, Will. Cowboy, it's nothing about explaining nothing to him. It's the point about putting him on Front Street to let the people know how he be lying, Cowboy. It ain't the point about that. He be lying. I want the people to know that.
Well, Jamie, real people know he lying. Real people know he lying. Real people know he lying, like Brother D.
Oh, yeah,
D,
I know,
all
I know.
The guy,
I know.
Nephew, all on, they know how he is.
Right.
The people that bullshit, Jamie, man, people bullshit me with that bullshit.
Right.
The real people ain't with that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, man, we think we finna go out there and tap a car and just like the, you know what I'm saying, wreck a car. That, Cowboy, when I got back, what I told you? I said, man, that was rough in that car. You know what I'm saying? What I told you. And,
Jamie, you did right not to go out there if you didn't feel comfortable with the car. You did right about not racing.
Jamie,
all I'm saying is don't be out there boasting and bragging and call a man out first.
Hey, Jamie,
and then
you do what the fuck you want to do, Jamie.
I mean, wait till you get your car tested out. You should have tested your car out, went down the track, and then you talk shit to the man. Don't talk shit. You know your car ain't right.
Okay, hold on a second. So, Tony, you ain't never paid a punk out a day in your life?
I can't remember if my car broke.
You paid the punk out of Andy Mac and you ain't even your car wasn't broke.
Your car
wasn't
broke.
I found out a punk out of Andy Mac and your car wasn't broke.
Right, what?
Liar.
I'm just
you
saying.
You come beat Andy Mac.
Y'all really.
Liar.
Y'all
liar.
Really made that man. Y'all made that man.
Hold on.
I can't talk. I let Jamie talk for 15 minutes. Now I can't talk.
I know.
We're
going
to do it the way he want us to do
but
it, Jamie.
Did you pay the punk out the end of the match when your car was not broke?
Y'all were trying to swap up everything.
No, we're
going to go back and forth.
You do
all this
saying
this shit.
When somebody else do something, you always got something to say. Man, fuck you. Jamie,
come on. Y'all were sucking it with y'all. Y'all went out there. Y'all go way
down. Mama
better not come to my track and then get scared to run me. If a mama can talk shit to me and come to my home track and then get scared to run me because he see my past, I'm going to talk about it. Y'all look at Karma ain't saying shit. Y'all look at Karma ain't saying shit.
Karma, listen, Karma don't respect you, bro. Karma don't.
I ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay, they don't respect you, man.
Karma can say whatever he want to say.
That's
Karma mouth.
No, Karma ain't like that.
We don't care what Karma say.
I'm saying what Karma want to say.
Karma was the first one there to try to help us fix the car, bro. So all that what you saying, man, we don't care
about
that, Tony.
Wait. He tried to help y'all fix the car when in the shootout?
Tony. It don't matter.
After the shootout.
None of your business.
It don't matter, Tony.
Wait a minute. Tom was trying to help y'all fish y'all car before the shootout started?
None of your business.
Yeah, yes, before the shootout. Yes. Yes.
Well, both of y'all probably just did something for the crowd then. Y'all ain't really no grudge raising each other.
Yeah, we like you, Tony. Anybody we can help, we're going to help them. We ain't like you.
They used to call that gate hustling.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, the gate hustling is what you do, Tony.
You used to call that gate hustling around our area.
Yeah, but gate hustling where, Tony?
Y'all goddamn hyping up the crowd like y'all gonna raise each other and don't raise
Tony, who showed that was Tony?
And Karma said he was ready to goddamn go.
We ain't got nam penny from that show, brother.
Karma said he was ready to goddamn go. No. I didn't say y'all was doing it. I'm saying that when the other people do that shit, that's what they call it. Y'all didn't give the show. I know y'all went. Y'all had no interest in that. I'm just saying that when people do that, when they're giving the show, like they call it for somebody and don't run, they call that gate hustle like we did about with that time.
What's your point? What is your point?
Quit hyping up the crowd like y'all go. You go, yeah, like you ready to run that thing. And that man said that y'all the one back there.
So, whoop-a-doo.
Hey, I've been listening. So that's because he's been racing and then winning, and he getting the races that he wants. Now, when you get the races you want, sugar man, not saying that you don't win and nothing like that. Racing come in spurts. So what I'm saying to you is this: is everybody on the phone. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. The man winning.
There's a lot of grudge races on this phone. Listen, ain't gonna say nothing. But and I'm talking to all y'all grudge races. Y'all know if a mother that talk shit to you, somebody come to your home track and fuck you up, and when he come to that track and don't run you, you know what you're gonna talk about that motherfucker now.
Hey, Tony.
Now, I'm just saying, I'm calling down the middle. When a motherfucker come to your home, all on Facebook, trying to call you out first round. Trying to call you out first round. And then you get there, and they don't run you, you're going to be mad as fuck. And you're going to call shit to that motherfucker.
You and him get mad. How about that?
I'm just saying all the grudge races on the show right now. I'm talking to all the grudge races. If a motherfucker get on Facebook calling you out, calling you out in front of all your fans, talking about he wants you first round, that man come to your track, and that man talking about he don't want to run you.
Tony, you and Trigger Man got issues, and all you doing is...
This ain't got nothing to do with Trigger Man. If Witt was doing the same thing, I'd be telling Witt the same thing.
Why you won't let the man
talk? If Vibatone would have did the same thing, I'd tell you the same shit.
Why you won't let the man talk, man?
If Young Money Racing, if Young Money Racing would have did the same shit, if Young Money Racing would have told me, Tony Bynes, I'm coming to Hollywood. I want your ass, Tony Bynes. And then when Young Money Racing get down here, he back out. I'm going to talk shit.
Why you won't let the man talk? Tony, you keep talking.
I'm just saying. If Randy called me out.
Tony,
let me talk,
Tony,
Jamie.
You've been talking
if Randy get on the internet.
The
if Randy get on the internet.
The man talk.
No,
you've been talking for 7 minutes.
If Randy get on the internet and call me out, say he's going to fuck me up when he come to Hopper Hook. And that man get down here, I'm ready to go. And he talking about he don't want to do shit.
I'm going to talk shit to Randy.
Okay. You said that. Now let somebody else talk, man.
Now you said, Hold on. Come out. Now you heard what the fuck you just said. You want to talk shit because he's talking to you. That man that you're talking about ain't said a motherfucking word. You're the only one that's throwing an ass about the situation. So what you need
Thank
to
you.
Do is just shut the fuck up and let a motherfucker talk.
I can say what the fuck I want, just like you say what the fuck you want. The fuck I want you.
That's a dumbass position.
I'm just telling you what the fuck
is
going. This is a goddamn talk show. Motherfucker put his opinion out there if he want to.
I'm talking about
you,
bro. I'm talking about
you. Now, if you don't like my opinion, so fucking what? I don't like your opinion. But I'm saying what the fuck is everybody else, the majority of people saying. The same shit I'm saying, the majority of people saying. You ain't going to talk about one or two people agreeing with him. There's 200 people on this goddamn show.
They told us a long time a dick sucker suck any dick.
Tony, I don't know who that is.
I'm just saying it's 200 people on the show.
Hold on, Bob.
But, Tony, I don't know who that is, though, Tony.
Hold on, Damien, let me talk to my buddy, because he's my fan. I got to talk to him. He's going to have to listen.
All right, go ahead, Leo.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Bob, I had a question. So what you saying, the man came up and wanted to run Keisha, and they said no, right?
Right.
You know what you're saying? Okay,
yeah.
So they said no. So if they said no, folks, there's nothing wrong with it if you don't want to run. You can't get mad about
nothing,
that.
There's nothing wrong
you know,
with it. Nothing wrong
with it. And we say a lot of shit on Facebook, but do we mean it's just Facebook? So, I mean, you can't take a man if you don't want to race a man right now.
Leon,
same way
when we went to Texas. That guy said, we're going to run. He's going to run. He's going to run. We went well up to Texas. That guy paid us a punk. I said, hell, no, we can do. We took
right.
it. And
he was wrong.
But you ain't tell him no.
You ain't tell him no, Tony.
But
how come I did?
You ain't tell him no.
That's your opinion. You
said
he's
wrong. Hey, Tony, you say the man went wrong because the man passed the fuck out.
That's right, cowboy. You
didn't want to say he went wrong, Tony, because the man passed the
fuck
out.
But Leon, let me ask you a question. Leon, can I ask you a question, Leon?
Cowboy, we weren't even locked in with karma, bro. We wasn't
Leon,
even in, man.
But Leon,
we was locked in with this man for the people to come see. So
Leon, Leon, can I ask you a question?
Okay, let him ask me a question.
No, then, Jamie, we rode 14 hours. We were locked in and rode 14 hours. This man said he was going to raise. He still didn't raise.
Exactly.
So,
But Leon, what if
I was coming to US 41 up there in Indiana, whatever that track is, 141 or 141.
That never make no sense, bro.
I come up there and I get on Facebook and say, I'm coming to fuck Leon up when I get up there. I'm coming to race him. I'm coming to goddamn fuck him up. And then I get up there and you ain't got your car ready to run me. I get up there and tell him, I can't run.
We did that for 14 hours, Tony. Me and Jamie rode that road 14 hours. That man said he's going to run.
You went to random race and paid the punk out, then?
What race I went to and paid the punk out to, Jamie?
Did you pay the punk out?
I don't know if pay punk out. My car can't crank up.
He paid the punk out on some race he did.
Tell me.
Random race. I think it was a race after random race.
I didn't pay no punk. Randy. Is this Randy on the phone?
He went somewhere in North Carolina, Jamie.
And Randy, when I come to Ohio, did I pay punk out to anybody?
I got paid punk out.
Right, Jamie, that was
in North Carolina.
Right, somewhere in North Carolina.
Because nowhere in the world.
But it don't matter, Tony.
I ain't been to North Carolina this year, man.
What you mean? I ain't been to North Carolina this year.
I paid the punk out, Tony. Dog know when it was.
Well, y'all get dogs on tell me, I don't know when I pay. I'm not going to call a man out on Facebook and talk shit to him and then pay for
it. Hey, Jamie, I think it was in Virginia or somewhere down the way, Jamie.
Yeah, custom tees, you pay the punk out.
That's right, Jamie. I get it right, Jamie. It was one of them.
I paid the punk out. Where about now?
At custom tees. Then you paid.
It started raining, man. It started raining, Jamie.
You paid the punk out, Tony.
They rained out up there.
You paid the punk out. Yeah, you paid the punk out, Tony.
Well, I ain't never said I didn't pay. I ain't never said I haven't never paid punk out in my life. I'm saying that's the but. You got two goddamn headhunters. You got two headhunters on the same track, the same place, the same time.
And
one back got make it look bad.
The guy paid the puck out. The guy said he's gonna raise all the way up to 10 o'clock. He said he's still gonna raise. And we, you know what I'm saying? We ain't said nothing about it. Had the man pay the puck out. He didn't pay the puck out. We couldn't raise.
Okay. All right, all right. Let me tell you what you want
to
hear.
You remember Tony tried to get
the man going in there, going in the archives now, y'all. They going in the archives now, y'all. I don't remember shit he talking about.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will, man, you got anything else, man? Cause I'm about to get off here. You got anything else? I mean, I had a long weekend.
Yeah,
Tony, about this. This is up north.
We gotta get right for Texas, man. We gotta get right for Texas.
I mean, if anybody up north got anything to ask or want to talk about something, man, bro, I ain't been on the phone though.
On,
I just
Leon,
got to the house.
Making?
I got something, Jamie.
I'm saying what you said earlier. I'm so glad you didn't get up there and got drunk, because I'd have lost my money. I appreciate
which,
it. Good move.
Oh, you say if we had a ran, Karma?
If y'all had ran, I was there with y'all, so I'm glad y'all
Leon,
we ain't
going to
make no mistake when we run Karma, Leon. The track going to be right for both cars,
Leon.
Leon,
check this out, Leon. It was pretty much like the dude was bad. Leon, you asked me a question, so I'm going to answer it for you. You know what I'm saying? It was already a little late, Leon. And like I said, you know, still set in that hole. And now, you know what I'm saying, if it get late, you know what I'm saying, do fall, and it's going to be rough.
Chevy Fame told her that from the jump. Chevy
right.
Fame
so,
said,
so,
if y'all don't
so,
run now, y'all ain't going to be able to run later because at 10 o'clock, something's going to happen out there.
Yeah, so, Leon, once you know, we got put out the shootout, time was a little late, you know what I'm saying? So, Leon, we wasn't going to go right back out there our next pass and lock somebody in. Leon, if we was going to grudge race, we was going to have to go and make another shakedown, Leon. So that was going to be another just hour and a half, you know what I'm saying, hour 45 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, just an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Dude was already bad. All you got to do is look at the cameras. People got covers all over the glass, top of their car, and their trunk. So you understand what I'm saying, Leon? Man, you know, I don't about what Tony talk about as far as worrying about why we didn't grudge race, because Tony's just a dummy that Tony is to try to look for any reason to make another person down on another person.
I'm
explaining to you because you respectfully asked me. I'm going to give you a God honest truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If certain people, I wouldn't answer. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you asking, I'm giving you the reason. Ain't no excuses.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we'll live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying? We just like to wreck the car on that pass. All you got to do is go look at the GoPro. We just like to wreck the car on that pass. And if we would have had to go back, we would have had to make another shakedown.
Why he ain't calling Ghostbuster back?
Right.
But that's all, Leon.
We ain't making no excuse, but I know, you know what I'm saying, people like y'all,
no,
you know, y'all want to know.
No, and we talk like that so we can. But, Jamie, if you the racer, and you fuck with these guys, we can lose our life in a matter of seconds. We know when to say no. If you see them coming across them cars, on them top of them cars, you know it ain't no good outcome on that.
But Leon, this is what I'm saying though, Leon, about Tony. Why he don't respect that though, bro? That's all I'm saying. Why he don't? Everybody can respect it. He worrying about what the spectators came to see. Leon, all I'm saying is, bro, he should respect the fact about that. You know what I'm saying? Safety. He should respect that.
I know how it is, but don't get on here
and tell it to the people like that, though, Leon. You know what I'm saying? Then that makes other people got to explain themselves and this, explain that. Then it makes it like you make an excuse why you're lost and all that. No, man, I ain't going to let Tony get on here and lie to y'all, you know what I'm saying, about what happened to this and that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let him do that, not while I'm on the phone.
Hey, you know what? I was off for a minute, but Jamie, you was there, you was in the races, in the shootout. I just heard someone on a video, was just listening to the video, and somebody said grudge racing is washed up. Did they do any grudge racing down there?
No.
Oh, yeah, they did the grudge racing.
Yes, they did. I got fucked up with Ant Boney.
Yeah, they grudge race.
Yeah, Boney ran, and then so some more.
I mean, Leon, it wasn't
grudge races. They had about 5 grudge races.
Yeah, it wasn't too many grudge races now, but I mean, yeah, people grudge races.
And then the people were betting why they was in the shootout, but a lot of real grudge races happened, about 5 of them.
Right. I mean, Leon, that's just like, you know, Tony always say, which man, we ain't petty like that, though, man. But what I'm saying, you know, Tony always try to discredit us and we ain't doing this and doing that. But when it's time for him, you know what I'm saying, like, now, beginning of the year, y'all don't remember Tony say he don't run shootouts, then last week or week before, he want to tell Tim, oh, I'm going to run in a $10,000 shootout. I got this locked in. It's when it's beneficial for him, he want to bring it up and make his resume look good. That's what he do. But when he ain't got nothing going, he discredit you, bro. That's what he do. But y'all just got to know that. Y'all should know that by now.
Hey, Trigger Man.
Huh?
Lord have mercy.
Hey, Trigger Man, ain't that part of the grudge racing?
What that?
It's your man when you can get it.
Hey, let me ask your clueless ass something. What is your point? But what is your, hey, let me ask you something, bro. What is your point of what are you saying? Because I'm not comprehending. What are you trying to say?
You want to race? No. Trick man, listen to what I'm saying. You want to get the race that you want in your advantage.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but Tony get the raise he want. We ain't say nothing bad about that.
Oh, right.
You supposed to. You supposed to get the raise you want.
No. So, he getting his advantage the way he want to get it.
But who has a problem with that? Who has a problem? But, bruh, who has a problem with that?
He can backdoor you.
Yeah, that's right. So who mad at that? He supposed to. So who mad at that? We didn't say we were mad at that.
What
he ain't doing nothing wrong.
What is
he ain't doing nothing wrong.
What is your point, sir?
Point is stay off Facebook
man.
And cop, stop boosting
hey,
bragging
is,
about your
mobile.
Lord,
have
mercy.
As a matter of fact, get on Facebook tonight. Stay on Facebook.
Hey sir, I want to know what is your problem.
Basically what we want
to
know.
I'm talking to him, not you.
Jamie, do what the fuck you want to do.
Okay, sir, can you actually tell me what is your point? Huh? I'm trying to help you. What you don't
hey,
get?
Hey, baby, he asking you, what are you getting at? That's what he asking you, baby.
What are you trying to say? I'm not.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah.
Now, we locked in. You say you going to give me everything in grudge racing, right?
What? So what's wrong with that?
If we lock in 105 hours, guess what?
Okay.
We gonna race at 3:00. Okay.
Hey, what are you talking about?
If I get my ass out of Mars right now.
Let's get that back to Earth.
Lord,
you got a problem with that? Who got a problem with that?
Who mad at that man for that?
Hey,
y'all
want to
race?
Y'all pick on
hey,
why the hell is baby even saying anything? He don't do no fucking racing.
Oh, man.
Who mad at him for getting who? He can get the race he wants.
Lord,
that man. We don't stop his race.
We ain't said nothing about what Tony doing, sir.
No, I right. said why is baby saying anything? Why is baby saying anything? He don't do no racing at all.
Yeah,
oh,
you
know
come
saying,
on.
He said we get mad at that. What we get mad about? We don't mad for Tony. If you can stiff a man, stiff him. We don't care. We don't get into Tony conversation about stiffing a man.
Right.
So basically.
Right. You're right, Cowboy, but y'all racist. I'm saying.
We don't get in when Tony on his phone kind of raised.
We just know. Cowboy, we know now that when Jamie calls in and
say
he's looking for somebody, don't take him serious. Don't take him serious. That's all I'm saying. Jamie say he want to look for us, so he's looking for this person. We ain't going to take him serious sometimes. That's all.
Tony, don't take him serious because you don't never take him serious, Tony.
Hold on. That's right, Tony. The life you don't live, nobody should take you serious, motherfucker.
I'm just saying. When you go out there talking about you looking for a man, and go out there and then you get out there and make excuses, just say yes and just don't take it serious no more.
Don't play my name like that, boy.
I'm just, y'all, mine is a terrible thing. She was straight down the middle. But Jamie go out and call out he wants somebody. This don't take him serious. He just playing. He just hyping up the race already.
Yeah, tell him, Jamie.
Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Hey, Jamie. When Dimebag and Pocket Change going to run?
Dimebag down
the fans
want to
see that.
The Dimebag. Listen. Hold on a second. See, this is a – hey, who am I talking to, first of all? I want to know who I'm talking to.
I'm just asking a question. I didn't know Dimebag.
I know. I just want to know who –
I don't need to know his name or everybody on the show.
Tony, I asked that.
Hey, Jamie, you don't know the name. Don't answer the question.
Hey, sir, do you know that I done called Tony out when Dom, the spoke for the call, was at the track, and he denied every time we was at the track? Do you know that?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Jamie, when y'all have Dimebag back ready on serious tip?
Dimebag is down since the wreck. The car is down.
I know. I understand that. I'm asking
when
you had that wreck.
We don't know when Dimebag is going
to
get back.
I don't know, but when we were on the car, you ain't want to run, Tony, so I don't know.
Well,
Tony.
I'm ready to go. Now y'all don't want to run. I'm asking you when y'all going to be ready.
Okay, when do we get ready?
Hey, sir. When Book on the ground, to run Tony, and he didn't want to run. Yeah, he wanted the break, and he wanted 1-1 and all that, sir. So when we come back out, you know, if Tony still got the car running, then we'll race, sir.
You have a kind of idea about a month or so, a couple months?
No, we got an idea.
Huh?
I said the next race is Ghostbusters
in
trouble then.
Yeah, 1005, Mike Hill race, September the 18th at the home track. 1005.
James, see, that's a fake call out. You already know I'm going to be down in Valdosta that weekend. You already know that.
Okay, so how about that Thursday night?
Hold on, Cowboy. See how you
already know where I'm going to be at, Valdosta, man.
A post about Kenny Crusher, Bipolar, Ghostbusters, and Trouble, and you said it sounds good on that post, Tony.
That's for a Thursday night. I thought that was for Thursday. I ain't going to be there.
Okay,
you up there, you dummy. Stop telling lies.
I ain't see the date. I thought Jasmine gets up there for a Thursday. I thought doing that for a Thursday night. I'm not going to be there no 18th.
How about a Ghostbusters on a Thursday night?
It do sound good, but just can't beat 18.
How about a Ghostbusters on a Thursday night?
Hold on, Hoss. I'm trying to let the people know he lying. The dog put the flyer up there, y'all.
I didn't look at the date.
I can't tell you everything else. Hey, listen.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have trouble
at Steel this weekend. What Ghostbusters want to do?
Nah, we'll be in Texas.
That man that ran that car plenty of times without being there, Jay.
He ain't going to run without us.
Okay, got you. You know that. I know I seen them race up there and got that shade side, y'all with them.
We're locked in 1005 in Texas.
What day?
This weekend.
Oh, no, I'm already locked in still.
Okay.
Well, we going
okay.
to Texas. What's the difference, Tony? We going somewhere, you going somewhere. So what makes you think we going to stop going where we going to come?
I didn't call Keisha. I called Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters ain't going to Texas.
You don't know where Ghostbusters is going.
Ghostbusters ain't going to Texas.
I ain't gonna argue with y'all no more.
All I know is if I see Jamie calling somebody out, don't take it serious.
If I see Jamie talking about he won't somebody and all that shit, just don't take it serious.
Don't play with my name, Tony.
I ain't gonna tell you no fucking more now.
I ain't gotta call your fucking name.
Don't call it then, bitch.
I ain't gotta call it.
Don't call it, bitch.
Don't play with my name.
Hey, as a rat now, you ain't got to worry about me calling Jamie took okay. a man no more.
Okay, thank
kill
you.
Kill that rat now.
Thank you.
Leon, you said it, Leon. Tell them over going to get mad when I go to winning. You said it.
Lord, how much you got to call that shit to a goddamn piece.
You got to be a fortune reader. You got to be a fortune reader, Leon.
You ain't doing shit, man.
Hey, Bob, it's a standoff. They going to Texas, and you going to what's the name, Ray? So they can't be in two places. And you
don't,
can't
hey, Leon, don't say that. He's going to get mad at you. He's going
to
get mad at you.
He's going to have to get married. Tonight at Donaldson. Y'all said Wednesday night in Dallas.
Nah, but Ghostbusters are ready. Tony, we've been trying to run you with dime bag. Tony, stop the faking, sir.
Well,
dime bag, ready, James. We'll wait on dime bag. Ain't no big thing. We'll wait on dime bag. Get ready.
We'll run you with Keisha Wins tonight. With pocket change.
I don't know how to tell Red about it.
Hey, Jamie, he got.
We'll run you with night, sir.
You know I sold night, Jamie. Don't do that.
Tony, I don't know. I don't keep up with you.
Well, how the hell you think I keep up with you talking about I knew you was going on vacation?
Say what?
Good God Almighty.
Say what now?
You go dog told you.
You talking about Tony knew I was going on vacation. How the hell I supposed to know you going on vacation, James?
You posted on Facebook, Tony. Boot
no,
Tony,
I did.
Tony.
No, I don't know who that
I
was.
Told you, Tony. Hey, Hoss, I'm going to see what K-9 was, Hoss. This money right here, Tony ain't talking about now. I'm going to hit you right back, Hoss.
K-9 trying to run Lil' Romeo.
Hey, I'm going to hit you right back.
Damn.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, boss, I see you. Hey, boss.
Huh?
Boss, did you know that one guy that was heckling you the other night? Did you know who he was?
Mm-mm. Which guy? What day? Way back?
On Dog Show when they gave you all kind of hell.
I don't know who that was, man.
Yeah. He from up this way. It was Nestor, a guy named Nestor who was heckling me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Nephew always fucking with me. You know, I don't pay Nephew no attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Nephew always busting my balls.
Oh, okay. You don't mind him busting your ball, your chops?
Now, Bob,
no.
We got a question now. How did it feel when you whooped old Willie Dog? How did it feel when you whooped that man the other day? We ain't never get a chance to ask you that.
Oh, yeah, it feel good, you know, because dog always fucking with me.
Lord, have mercy.
Pretty damn good.
I told dog, if y'all, I don't know if anybody on the morning show, on the show here right now, I told dog when it was Wednesday, I think after he didn't give me no bat of the week, no cup of the week, or no nothing. Mm-hmm. And I said this to dog. And this sometime I'm gonna try to go word for word. I say next Monday when you have your fucking show, I ain't gonna give you no fucking choice but to give me bad of the week. Now watch what I do this weekend, and you ain't gonna have no fucking choice, no debate or nothing. You a lie, motherfucker. I die for I can graduate. I say you gonna goddamn see what you gonna do. Y'all better give me bad of the week. That's what I did this weekend. Just for dog. I ain't doing it with nobody
Lord,
else.
How much?
I said I'm gonna go out there and kick ass with dog. You're gonna have no fucking only two choices you're gonna have. Is to give me the bad of the week or don't have the show. There's only two things you're going to have to do. And now what I didn't do. Now I'm going to see what he's going to do. Now I'm going to see what he's going to do Monday.
What was your record this weekend?
4-0.
Then when did you start racing?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Three nights in a row.
Good God Almighty. And when did you whoop dog? Last week?
I whooped dog the week before. But every race I did this week, I gapped every opponent. Even though I let them gap me from the word go, I come back around and gap them.
Now, what tracks are you
not to drive by?
Part of tracks away from each other.
I went to House of Hood, went to Middle Georgia, and then I went to Orangeburg. I'm hard racing, too. Hard racing. We're no easy racers now.
He said
I mean, the races I won, the races I won, man, the pride damn near fell out. I mean, they just said, whoa, some shit. Every race. You can't believe it.
Lord, have mercy.
So I'm going to see what dog going to do the show.
Yeah, he got to show you something. He got to give you some recognition.
He got to give us some recognition because last week, man, I went out there and won two races and lost one. And I got paid one punk out. That man didn't give me an honorable mention. He didn't even mention my name. I said, I'm going to fish his ass.
Man.
I'm going to make sure he got to mention. I deserve to be club of the week.
or something, or honor mention or best race or something. That man didn't give me shit. This dishonored me. This didn't even mention my fucking name. Didn't give me a nothing on the official bail report. I said, God damn it.
Point,
I said
boss,
on the morning
point.
Show the next day. I said on the morning show, dog, you motherfucker, I ain't gonna give you no other choice but to get my name next week. Now watch what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I did all that for everybody understand. I think I was just racing. Everybody think I was just racing. I did that shit. Every race I did it for dog.
Why is that shit important?
You're going to get the curve this week.
It's important to everybody. Everybody, when they think the battery they be on, don't think they don't be on their phone listening, boss. I just put mine out there in the open. But everybody else, like Candy Crusher, man, I'm probably the first one on the show Monday night trying to listen to who battery the week.
Oh, man.
See, one thing I'll do, one thing about me, now I'm going to tell you one thing about me, and a lot of them will hate me for it. But if I'm going to say something about you, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you to his face. I'm not going to talk about how nobody back now. Me and Pine got into it. Everybody got into it. You, Jamie, everybody. I'm going to say what I can say to your face. I'm not going to never talk about your back now. I'm going to say what I say to your face. Now, if somebody, some people hate me for that sometimes. But if me personally, if you're going to talk about me, you could talk you could talk anything in the world about me in the world. But to my face, I don't even get mad. But when you talk about my back, that's going to get my feelings. But you tell me in my face, that shit will rub off like water on a duck.
Your phone messed up, bro. You need to put your antenna.
Well, more talk to my, talk behind my back, that's something different. But anybody I talk, Jamie, Cowboy, Dog, I tell him to the face. I'm never talking about nobody's back. Dog's on the show now. He listening.
And then Tony, I sure tell you to your fucking face.
Oh, man.
Exactly. And me and Cowboy get along good. Anybody talks behind your fucking back.
What the difference is you lie on people though? You don't want
Jamie, I thought you were gone, Jamie. I thought you were gone. You got back on the phone.
Will call me back. Will want me on the phone, Tony.
I was just busting your balls, Jamie. Don't take it so seriously, man. God,
hey, Tony, Will call me back. He want me on the phone.
Now, is it safe to say, Tony, man, you know you would never win Grudge Race of the Year this year because Aunt Boney probably done blew you out probably by 20
minutes. Hey, that must be my phone. Is that y'all? Everybody talking phone. That must be my phone.
Must be. Now, who that just question is asking me?
Now, you, I know you always want to win Grudge
Race. Hey, Will, can you hang up and call me right back, Will? I think that's my phone.
What happened? What's wrong? What is
y'all phone echoing.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I can hear you good.
My phone. Hey, Will, hang up the call. Will, this number that I call, is that the talk show number or your cell phone?
No, that's my number.
I'm hanging up the call you right back, man. You got your phone tapped, bro.
Lord have mercy.
Now, what the question was again?
Is it safe to say you know you would never catch Aunt Boney?
No, don't say
Aunt
that,
Boney.
Boss. Like I told
about 60 races.
You ain't listen to that show. You ain't listen to that show last week. I'm finna turn out. The dog had a Monday show. I mean, our dog had a Wednesday show. Was you on the show Wednesday?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
Was you on the show Wednesday?
Me
you ain't mother, no, I'm talking to the guy asking the question. Huh?
I wasn't on dog show.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Wednesday. Isn't that when dog had a show Wednesday, say, Tony, Aunt Boney got a lot of goddamn wins. It's hard for you to catch him. I'd die for it. But look here, the words I told dog was, sir, I'm finna turn this shit up for real. I'm finna turn it up now.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend I just went through ain't shit. I'm finna turn that shit up now.
Hey, Tony.
Motherfuckers gonna get out here and start racing with me or goddamn concede. That's simple as that. They gonna get out here racing with me or they gonna concede. Ain't nothing, ain't no two things about it. And I'm not bullshit.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to steal. I had four races. I had four races this weekend. I'm going to get four races in steal next weekend. I'm trying to average four races a week to the end of the year.
So, congratulations for you, Tony.
Mm-hmm. No, dog, right. Jamie, you ain't hear the question. You ain't hear the question, Jamie.
We're in the fourth quarter, so you're going to finish the fourth quarter out real strong.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to finish the second half. You know,
hey,
all teams.
I got 1,000 of your 500 that you lying.
Oh, lying about what?
What you saying? 1,000 to your 500.
Damn, you know it might rain one weekend. I'll be crazy to bet that.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, Tony. That's what
I'm
saying.
Jamie, not Jamie. I'm just saying.
Hold on.
I'm going
to
turn it up. I'm finna turn it up.
See,
I'm telling you. I ain't talking just to Jamie.
Cowboy, that's what I've been
I ain't talking just to Aunt Boney.
I ain't talking just to anybody else. I'm saying
Tony,
I'm telling
Tony,
hey, Jamie, you
have,
like, do you like Young Money
races.
Racing Friday? Do you like
Tony,
Young Money Racing Friday? Let's talk about some bets.
20 races locked in, and weather came, Tony. What can we do about that? But y'all
I
said we not
enough.
Racing.
I had the same races locked in, too, and got rained out.
You mad. Sit out somewhere, man.
Lot Lizard, that's the only way Lot Lizard, that's the only reason Lot Lizard walking around with his head still on.
Hey,
rain
listen,
saved
y'all have to pay attention, man.
The rain that's saved
what,
all. The rain saved all one Thursday. The rain saved a lot of folks.
Y'all have to pay attention to Tony, man. Where have Tony been the last before this week and maybe 3 weeks ago? Have y'all ever heard Tony? That's what y'all got to pay
y'all,
attention.
Damn, I just went to Ohio.
Hold on, Tony.
You forgot
that's
about that? I had four races locked in Ohio, Jamie.
That's two times, Tony, but you ain't do all four of them, okay?
Hold on.
I got paid to punch out, Jamie.
But you ain't, it don't matter, Tony.
I won one, lost
you,
one, and got paid two punch out.
But why are you saying you had four races locked in, Tony?
Oh,
you
damn,
all
I'm saying, I did have four races locked in. I did.
Tony, we just had 20 locked in.
Hold on.
That was just one race, Jamie.
Lord have mercy, man.
What is your record? We got to know. What's your record right now, Amber?
Man, you going to get cussed out. You talk to Bonin now about that.
Oh, shit.
Arguing with Tony with this shit, I'm out of here.
I ain't asked you that question. I ain't asked you that question. I didn't ask you that question, Bonin.
Tony, it don't matter. You know you own it.
I didn't. Now, Amber going to take it out on me because I ain't let sit by his door. Amber's on the phone.
Hey, Will, now you see what I'm talking about? I told you, man, I know these people, man. I know these people, man.
I just want to know Aunt Bonnie's record so we can see what is it realistic or not.
My.
I was Bonnie, I cuss you out because now you get the realistic part. Now, Bonnie going to take you got there for Tony now. You see what I'm saying? So
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that talking about, Bonnie.
Yeah, but Tony, if I was Bonnie, that's an insult that now. That's an So now, all you had to do was ask the man a question. If he wanted to answer, he could answer it now, Will. Now you went on and on. Come on, you want to be realistic. Now, you would have got a load. And I know I done went out there and raced. Come on now, Will. Now, man been racing. He been racing.
All I know, Will, I'm going to turn that shit up for the rest of the year. Bonnie, Jamie, better get goddamn get in gear. That's what I'm saying. They better get in gear. All I know to tell him.
All right. Well, we gonna see.
Better goddamn get in gear.
That bad a week now. He probably gonna try to give it to Bryce now.
Before dog in the bad week, he probably won't give the show out. He'll probably cancel the show. I told him last Wednesday. Oh, you gonna have to give me bad a week this week.
Hey Tony, you must have heard. You must have heard about the you heard about the storm in Louisiana. How bad that storm was.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the headquarters at. Don't talk, bro.
The headquarters for what?
That's where the headquarters at for Blog Talk, dog. I don't think dog having a show this week. The show ain't trying to book it. He ain't got no show this week. The
yeah, dog,
got a
good excuse. Yeah, good excuse.
The headquarters out there, dog. Headquarters down out there, dog.
I went down to dog trying to bring that up. It's going to be the same thing next week, too. He ain't going to be the dog 2 weeks in a row. So I'm going down to steal. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to kick that bone ass. I'm going to kick that damn little money ass. And I'm going to find two more asses to jump on when I'm down there. I'm going to call Pat Kalem. He backed out for me this morning. I've been trying to get races, Will. I called Pat this morning.
Okay, but Tony, let me ask you something, Tony. Will, let me ask you something. Tony just now getting on these shows acting like this, y'all.
I ain't really
want
to start to have to. I said I wasn't going
to
start to around July.
Y'all have to pay attention to this, y'all.
July is when they start counting the grocery
July,
for the
you
year.
You
want
to talk about when they start counting.
Oh, shit, I was in Ohio in July, Jamie.
That's the hottest month of the year, man.
When you think that race in Ohio was in July?
Come on, Tony. That's the hottest month of the year. You talking about you want to start in the hottest month of the year, Tony. You could have said August or something like that, bro. Come on, man.
Well, I know. I'm finna turn that shit up. If you all in contention, Jamie in contention, if Ant Bone in contention, who else? If Young Money Racing in contention, if Lot Lizard, why y'all think I've been running Lot Lizard down every week? Been trying to run that man down every week. He ducking and dodging.
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Hey, Jamie.
Who you want to ask a question?
I want to ask Jamie a question. Jamie, do running four or five races in a race, do that automatically mean you better than you because you ran four or five races in one day? Or what if we did that make you better with it?
No. See,
that's what I'm just asking.
No, no, man. Hey, this guy right here, y'all got to understand, he got his own, I don't know, man. I mean, I know him, but y'all, you know, he just, I don't know, D. It's just, that don't automatically make, see, this is what I try to tell Tony, man, and he don't understand it, man. Like, you know, that's just like the race he had Thursday, right? And this ain't nothing against Tony or nothing like that, you know? But Tony had a race Thursday, and he'll tell you he on the phone. When Tony asked me who I like, I told him, I said, Tony, I don't even know that car. So that's automatically to me a low-profile race. Not kicking him in the nuts, but I'm just getting it back to him how he give it to us. I said, Tony, I don't know that car. And you say that car from Orangeburg, you know that's my area. And that got to be a low-profile race to me. All right. After the race, Tony said he caught the man at the city. He didn't deny it was a low-profile race. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know, you just have to know Tony, man, and his tactics and what he do. You know what I mean? But you got to shoot him. You got to shoot the same tactics that he shoot at you.
So, Dan, was Corbett 20 a high profile race?
See, Tony, see, you don't know them. Let me show you something, Tony. And this goes. I want you to pay attention. I want you. And the week that I went to Vegas, okay, you tried to run Romeo, and he did too. Well, we was locked in, right? And the rain came. You follow up? You remember the week the rain came, right?
All right.
Now, the next week, Tony, I think I went to Vegas that next week. Well, hold on. Okay, it rained that Thursday. Follow what I'm saying. Rained that Thursday that we was logged in. Okay, my Kia race was that Friday and Saturday. His driver was going out of town that weekend. Well, okay, I went to Mike race that Saturday. So he was like, okay, Trigger Man, I'll run you that Monday. Well, I had too much going on to try to run that Monday.
Hey, Jamie.
Huh?
Dog say the bad report is discontinued.
I told you, you got two choices.
He told me to tell you, Jamie. He said the bad report is discontinued.
Let me say what I'm saying. Okay. Tony, okay, now he wanted to run that Monday, Tony. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had too much to do, Tony, because I was leaving. You know, I had to pack and all that and get cars situated. So I told him, I said, bro, you know, I get back together if you're really trying to run. So he got Terry Choice, which everybody know who Terry Choice is. So he got Terry Choice to make all these posts like he wanted to run Romeo. So long story short, soon as I got back, he did not race nobody while I was gone. Soon as I got back that Monday, I told him, let's lock in for Thursday night. That man ain't trying to look our way. He don't want them problems. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people call us out like you did, sir. You one of them, too. I called your name on Zello. I said, you, Pocket Change, and COVID-20, y'all in the same boat. Y'all knew we was going out of town, both of y'all. Y'all knew I was going out of town. And then, Tony, you tried to say, get another driver in the car. That's how I knew you knew that I was going out of town. You posted on the internet. I told Boot, don't follow that up. So what I'm saying, man, a lot of y'all is pump faking, you know what I'm saying, for the internet, and Tony used one of them. So don't get on there talking about I'm a pump faker. I mean, if I'm a pump faker, you is too, because I tried to run you the same time just like I tried to run COVID-20 when soon as I got back for that Thursday.
No,
neither one of y'all want to lock in, Tony.
What did I tell you about running? I told you word for word. This is what I told you. I said, James, what in the hell lot to go out there running you and beat you, and I can't get no more races. I made about $10,000 this goddamn weekend by running them little small car easy races. If I had to run out there and run you, and might have run close to you, and might have lost, I wouldn't have got them four races this weekend, damn it. That's why I say you got to do this shit. You got to think about this shit. That's why I wouldn't run you. I told you out my mouth last week. I said, damn, I can't run you now, because you're going to fuck up my Umbro money if I run you now.
But,
you coming, though. Don't worry.
Okay,
you on the list.
But hold on. Hey, is Skin on the phone? Still.
You on the list, though, Jamie. Don't go too far.
But no. You saying this is chess, not checkers.
Listen. Hey, man. I'm tired of hearing that chess and checkers, man.
Jamie, no, damn well, if I went out there and beat him, and I think I can run with Jamie. But if I go out there and beat, with luck up and beat him, I wouldn't have got these other four leads and races this week.
Tone it.
I can't, and I asked everybody I beat this week for, do they want a rematch? They said, hell no. Now, what do you think they would have did if I would have beat Jamie? I wouldn't have got them little $2,500 pots and, $2,500 bets and $2,000 bets.
Right.
I wouldn't have got them.
Right. Tony, ain't nothing wrong with that, Tony. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know? But you pump fake. You call Romeo out.
Little Romeo on the list.
I got the list getting real narrow
okay,
now.
Okay, Tony. Then y'all hear that, right? The man called Romeo out. Man called Romeo out, right? Okay, now he didn't want to go. You know what I'm saying? After I got back, he didn't want to go. He called Romeo out from when he knew I was gone. When I got back, I called him out. He didn't want to go. Now, what if he called Romeo out and we don't want to go? He going to make a big deal about, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to go. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
That's the kind of
that.
Person he is, Will. You just got to know him. You got to know him. He's going to try to do it in his favor, Will. You just got to know him, man. That's why I said
it. But Jamie, y'all on the list, though. Y'all on the list.
Tony. Man, listen, man. Anything you got over there, Tony, you is on our list. We trying to lock in trouble now, Tony.
Like Boots says, pocket chain got the back tie for life. I'm going to see.
Tony, we trying to run you right now, Tony.
You said for life, though, Jamie.
Tony, we trying to run you right now. Now that you saying that you ain't know that was the 18th, and I know you was going to be invited.
No, that's why I ain't looking at the date. I thought you were talking about for this Thursday.
Well, Tony, did you not? I mean, Dawg posted a big.
I mean, I know he posted, but I ain't seen no date.
A flyer. He posted a flyer.
Oh, I ain't seen no flyer. I'm just seeing what he wrote down. I ain't seen no flyer. He wrote down what about something. I ain't looking at no date. But I know I'm going to be at the 18th. They had a $10,000 shootout. You know, damn, I'm going down there, 2029 shootout.
But okay, see, there you go. See, there you go, Tony. Now it's in your favor that you're in a shootout.
I'm going down there now. I'm going down there, Jamie. Jamie, I'm going down there because I'm trying to catch balls deep again.
I'm trying to catch all these calls that fucked me up. Tony, Candy Crush trying to run you again? You trying to run
me? Damn, you know goddamn well I'm gonna run Candy Crush, man. You know damn well you know it long enough. I ain't make no pass in the car, and I think I got a chance to beat him. I'm gonna do whatever I can to do to run that man back.
Okay.
When the car get ready, they're damn sure gonna run him. Why not?
Well, you just answered my question.
I got the race. I'm trying to get as many races as I can to the rest of the year.
I understand that. Well, that knocks that 4-car shootout, so that's the only thing left is a 2-car shootout. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all. That's all I'm saying. So, Hoss, Dawg sure gonna be lit tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I mean Dawg sure gonna be lit. Dawg got to do the right thing. He fucked me up last week. Didn't even mention my name. I wasn't even armor mentioned. He didn't even mention me on the first point. I don't went out there and won. I went out there and won three goddamn races and lost one. This man ain't even mentioned my name.
You must say, Tony, you know they again.
One pocket change won three races and Trouble lost one race. This man ain't give me cub.
But Tony, everybody else be racing a lot of times when I win it. You win it. A lot of other people be racing, Tony, and they don't get it.
But
you
anybody won no goddamn good hot dollar three races, man.
Come on, Tony.
And lost one. I mean, you even got to count the race I lost. Even though I lost against Candy Crusher, I still raced.
Okay, hold on. So now you adding money into it. Hell, Bone and them lost about $22,000 on one of their races this weekend, Tony, and that overshadowed the money that you ran with four races, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're the one just added money in.
I lost $20,000. I'm in the hole for the
rest. That one race and overshadowed your four races from what you just said, Tony.
Well, I don't know about it. Well, add Bone need to post it, because I don't know any up here or you know nothing about it.
Well, it's on Bama Burnout, Tony. But I'm just saying, see, you dig your own self a hole. If you just shut up, Tony, and let Dawg do his bad report, then everything will be all right. Now, hold on. You just said you won $10,000. You just said a few minutes ago how much money that was involved. So now I'm trying to let you know that one race was $22,000, and it was one race. Yes, sir.
I understand that, but I'm saying I was a fool. I was a fool.
One man went to the street car and won more money in one race, and he won in four. This day.
All I'm trying to let Tony know, just sit back and let Dawg do the bad report. The more Tony is talking, he's digging a hole for himself.
But I done learned. I done taught myself. I was a fool sitting there telling Aunt Bone to post his race. I need to let him go and do what he's doing. Don't even post him. Don't even let nobody know about him. Just like that man won a goddamn $22,000 race this weekend. He should have been posting that shit. Not about the money amount. He should have not kicked the egg. But he ain't posted none of the shit. So I'm glad.
Tony,
that is better for me.
I understand.
I ain't gonna never tell that man to post his race. I ain't gonna never ask him to post his race no more. Shit, not me.
Tony, everybody ain't the internet type person like me. And
I understand that. I understand that. But when people, motherfuckers go to, I'm out trying to tell him, motherfuckers go to vote. They ain't gonna know shit he done. Tony, so that's in my favor.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. If it's in your favor, then you, why are you even bringing up how many races?
Exactly. And
got?
I said I was wrong. I said I was wrong. I was cutting my own throat. I ain't brought it up no more. You ain't even brought it up no more, have you?
Well,
now, this man here ain't that boner how many races, but I ain't asking about goddamn thing. I don't care. Don't want nobody to know. You like, you let it go just like it's going. Nobody don't know shit. Nobody don't know about that boner want no race down there for $20,000. Nobody.
And we're going to try to keep.
I'm just saying for bringing action. Don't nobody know about that. And I don't want nobody to know about that. Keep it like it's going, that boner. I ain't mad at you. Shit. I ain't mad at you, boss. Keep it a secret. Keep it a secret.
But, Tony, that's what Dog be trying to tell you, Tony. You dig your own hole, man.
Well, I said I'm wrong. I mean, what else can I say? I said I was fucking my own stuff. Cut my own throat. I don't cut it no more, though. And Bone can run 25 races a weekend. But nobody don't know about it. It really ain't going to make a difference. That's all I'm saying. So I ain't got no problem with it. You ain't seen me ask Aunt Bonnie none this week. I'll put it on Facebook. How many races you want? I ain't going to do it. Shit. Cut my throat no more.
Hey, Brother D.
Hey, hello.
Brother D,
hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Tony Bynum. This young lady on the
hello?
Phone right here, she gave you all the props in the world. She gave you all
come
the
on,
props
Jamie.
In the world on Facebook.
Come on, Jamie.
Hey, I got one little thing to say to you, like Crip Brother D.
Hey,
my notifications just went off. My notifications just went off. Guess who it was, Brother D? Hey, let me read it to you. Let's see who he tagged first.
Brother D.
He tagged me. He tagged Tutu, and he tagged Wheelchair. Let me read it to you. Do not tune in to my show tomorrow if you want to hear Barrowport. Barrowport has been discontinued.
I told Dog on the show. The only way you don't give it to me next week, you're not going to have the show, or you going to goddamn do it.
The only thing you can say about that, though, Jamie, who created Barrowport, Jamie? Brother Dog,
Willie
right?
Dog, Willie Dog, yes, sir.
Who has the right to do that?
Brother Dog.
Hey, but look, listen, Tony, let me just say
trigger,
this
one
thing, Tony,
trigger.
And I'm going to go.
Hey,
no, sir,
okay,
I'm not
ahead,
holding
trigger.
On. I've been holding on.
Hey,
it's my turn now,
Jack. Girl, what you been, girl?
I'm sorry. Brother D, I've been minding my business, staying out the way. But I wanted to get on here to let Tony know. It don't matter if Dog canceled his bear report. That's Dog letting him know that he the bear. It's just simple as that. You ain't even got to worry about that. You ain't even got to think twice about that. That's the most childish thing. Anytime you the bear and Jamie the jackass, he canceled the bear report.
No, Treacle,
y'all
Treacle,
have a great
that's
night,
not,
man.
That's not okay. Okay, good night, Treacle. Now you made me miss it. Hey, D. Hey, Brother D. I'm gonna tell you. Go ahead.
I was gonna say,
Dog got to be listening to this show. He tired of Tony bragging on himself, man.
Yeah, Dog on the show. I know. I told y'all, Dog listen. Don't know, Dog listen. What else he got to do on Sunday night but listen to the show? He listen,
Brother D.
Hey,
I told Tony dig his own home, man.
Hard.
I know Dog, Cowboy, and Tony better than anybody, man. Huh? Yeah.
I've been ordered to stay out there, man. I'm really avoiding my orders. I've been ordered to stay out there.
I told Dog I'm gonna win that damn 5-4-5 race this weekend. You gonna have to get out of me this week.
Hey,
wouldn't call my
D,
name last week.
I ain't really think Dog will make a point.
Only thing I can say is his invention. He can pull it
wherever
he
feels.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Hey, the dog say he's disappointed in the week or just the whole show.
He's the producer of it.
Hey, Brother D, I told you, man, I don't know where the headquarters at for this show right here, but the headquarters.
But Jamie, did he cancel the whole show or just the bad a week said?
Hold on, let me go back and read. Do not tune in to my show tomorrow if you want to hear a bear report. He highlighted.
Okay, yeah, he going to have a show then.
Bear report has been
discontinued. I told her I'm going to make everybody see what kind of one-sided show he got.
Hey, Hey, Patrika, yeah, I know you might be back on mute, but I got to go with Brother D on that. Like I say, as far as knowing that, Tony, you know what I'm saying? We all sometimes do something and feel like we the bad shit. Hey, I have been on the back line with Wit. We didn't know I was on the matter of fact, we went to Texas, I believe. People take that battle report for, you know, people think that people don't, you know what I'm saying, like that battle report. But, Tony, I was on Mike Hill line and Wit on the phone. Man, dog didn't get Wit the battle report. With the man.
I was trying to tell you, I was on the motherfucker be acting like they don't care about the battle week this shit.
Man, listen, dog gave 2-2 the battle week. Man, that Wit, man, Wit hard hit the flow, man. Bro, that weird feelings that week, that man, that jump was so funny. Cause we didn't know I was on the phone, man. he was waiting on that bad report, boy.
I got damn dog, boy. Good goodness alive.
Oh, that came across my fax machine.
What came across your fax machine?
The Cub and the Bully.
Ghost 50.
Oh, y'all done made that's the goddamn show. Very weak. Hey, Jamie. Hey, True Man. He might change. Uh-huh. You know, dog, it's his decision, so he's eligible to change his mind whenever, how many times, whatever he wants to. Oh, he might decide to just have a sheep bear. He may not have a bear, but he might just have a sheep bear.
Brother D. You know? Brother D. Didn't I tell y'all this was coming, man? I told y'all this was coming, man. That's why I said dog on this show, man. He's tired of Tony. He's tired of Tony, man.
No one wants to hear no one. And it, no matter what the field is, no one wants to hear someone always dragging their own tail. You know, you're so much better off when you allow other people to do the bragging on you. Because what you're doing, you don't have to pull your own tail.
Man,
he finds a way to do it.
I'm trying to say it, man.
What the facts say now?
Careful now. You said Tony Bison is the she bear of the week.
Hey. Man, let me tell y'all something. Hey, what cowboy? Cowboy.
Good, buddy.
If y'all don't have that battle, we said that, so we're going to get the feeling
of his cousin. That's what I tell you. He ain't going to do that. I know.
Tony, you could say what you want to say because dog done made that post. But dog got the only show right now during the week, Tony. So ain't no customers going to lose. Dog ain't going to lose no customers now. Now, you ain't going to take the steering wheel and turn it around, Tony, and like you driving dog Cardinal.
We got that show going to see you. More of the time, they had a battle report around about 7 o'clock. We'll see.
Man, do you know how many people look forward to dog show, regardless, battle report or not? That, you know what I'm saying? That's just, it's set in stone.
But all them customers. Money to be listening for that bad report, though.
It's Tony. It's set in stone, though, Tony. Dog show is set in stone.
I know, but they still going to be listening for that bad report.
Hey, but guess what, though? Hey, Brother D, check this out. You hear what Tony's saying?
But do we know what he's saying, though, Jamie? What he's saying, listen what he's saying now. He said, everybody want to hear that bad report. They're going to be waiting for that. That means one thing and one thing only. He's not going to give it, and his show going to be full, as always.
Brother D, hold on. Now, y'all, hey, this is what y'all missing. Y'all might not be missing, but I'm going to say this. If dog don't do that bad report, he already know he going to have more people on his show tomorrow than anything, because they know Tony going to raise his hand, because he think he's going to beat him out.
It's dog. It's a win regardless.
It's a win regardless for dog.
I got a lot of fans. I'm cuss dog guy if you don't.
Hey, Tony, it's a win-win for dog. You don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for dog. You're going to get on that Amar Ray saying, so he going to post on Facebook, boss on here going on, he blowing a few. So it's the same thing. It's a win-win for him, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You talking about you a genius. I'm a genius at this, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I'm a genius at this, man. Now, look at
Trisha. You ain't no earthly good. You not no earthly good.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
hey, brother
man.
D, boy, we lose them two right now, boy. We'll be rough out here,
man.
Boy.
You think I'm gonna stay on these talk shows?
Oh, boy.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir. But yeah, y'all ain't gonna
only
lie. Y'all got, a hell of a cop in the north area. That doggone ghost, boy. Good God Almighty. That's a hell of a car there, man.
Now, he the reason, one of the reasons why a lot of the people don't like to run those turbo cars because they're very unpredictable.
Huh, you say, is he what now?
I say now, that's why a lot of people don't like to run turbo cars because a turbo car is very unpredictable.
No, I'm not going to say that. I ain't going to say it on the show. It's I don't really want to get into
shit.
It.
That
is the reason, though.
Who got that up?
Who has that? Yeah, I ain't going to say that, but I ain't going to say
that.
That
motherfucker's flying. I know damn well he's supposed to be in the 44 shootout. No one here supposed to be in that shootout there yesterday.
If you got a handle on your shit.
Right. Well, I ain't going to say, you know what I mean, but I mean, I'm going to let that go, but. I mean, that man just fast, man. That man's super fast. I mean, he fit the rules, though, y'all. He fit the rules. That man fit the rules,
yeah.
Man. If they had them same rules they had yesterday in the street car, that man fit the rules.
Mm.
Yeah, well. They gonna
if I ever give a shootout, I'm going to be invite only. So everybody know who they're running, and everybody agree down to where they have a better shootout. That shit is just as ridiculous as a man in there. That man need to be in the 44 shootout.
Man, that man, he don't need to be in it. You need to be in that one, Neil.
Man, but we 44 shootout, man. We running shit.
No, that man, but Tony, that man been trying to figure that car out for a long time, man. Don't nobody been seeing when that man been struggling. That man have been down and made, I'm telling you, that man been struggling a long time now.
Oh yeah,
that man been struggling a long time.
Struggling with that. That car kicked their ass.
Oh yeah. Tell you what, it was well worth it right now. I've been to put that car for sale overseas somewhere. That car there worth about $250,000-$300,000 to me, maybe $500,000. This is what I see. Man, if you could instant green the class of cars that you're running in, shoot! If your car made the trip, you're good. I mean, that man was instant greening the tree, man.
But, Jane, how many more shootouts are going to be able to get in?
Well,
like,
Tony,
that's fair.
Well, I mean, like you say, Jake got one this weekend. I mean, you know.
Is he getting in that one?
Yeah, he in it. He fit the rules.
What the hell everybody that's going at it for then?
If they do something like that, though, Tony, they already sound like it's a phase decision. They don't want nobody else to win, but certain people do.
Well, Leon, to be honest with you, Leon, I mean, that happens all the time, though, Leon. You know what I mean? That happens all the time. You know, that's what turns stuff into invitational only. That's what turns people into, like, when you knowing what somebody got, you know what I'm saying, you can make a rule to where he don't fit and all that stuff, man.
Yeah, they're gonna start a lot of invitation only then. Not with no Keisha Karma and Silver Surfer.
But Tony, what can you? I mean, that was a $10,000 shootout, and it was free. So
right,
what
yeah.
can the racers complain? The racers not paying no buy-in.
Right,
it's
right,
free.
Right.
Yeah, that was no buy-in.
Right,
that was a free $10,000, Tony.
Hey, Jamie, if you take the Jamie Cowboys and Tony Bass, Silver Circle, Chevy Stang, them, if you take a major guy out of the races, it's going to be shit.
If Jamie and them, Silver Surfer, or Karma, any of them boys would have been in that damn shootout damn at Orangeburg Saturday, they'd have won that bit. Because I see them. The insane $10,000. They ain't pay out the $5,000, though, but still, they would have won it. And one of them about six cars. Them bitches were nowhere near fast.
Like,
goddamn, that
got,
damn bitch.
If you pull the major people out of the racing game that we get on this phone and step to watch the race and talk about, it'd be shit. It won't be worth even doing nothing or going nowhere.
You're right.
You pull the major people out of the
racing game. And then without Tony Baz, the South wouldn't be shit. He the man.
I'm the man sometimes.
Not all the fucking time. It's hard to do. I did win four races this weekend.
Yeah, but that shit hard to do.
If I keep that shit up, I can't do a Shad Boner. If Shad Boner been doing what I've been doing this weekend, been doing it all year, he a bad motherfucker. Eight races. That's all I'm saying. I'm white, tired, and as fuck.
Them guys need to recognize that and respect you. They wouldn't be shit without you. You understand me? Shit. You open the doors for them niggas.
So I don't want Aunt Boney to even post shit no more. Aunt Boney, you on the phone now? What you going to be bringing to race me Friday night, 9 o'clock, man? Now, I'm serious, too.
Oh, man.
The Tweety Bird car. Go ahead and let everybody know what car it is, boss.
I think Aunt Boney was on wheel line. He might have hang up. Will asked him how many wins he got. I'm running Aunt Boney
in a ghost car. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna run him though.
Oh man, not the ghost car.
Hey, y'all boys have a good night. See y'all tomorrow on the dog show, y'all. I'm going ahead and go.
Okay, I'll go cancel that show.
All right, man. I'll see y'all.
Tony Bowen.
Hey, Boney, tell me what kind of car you got. I know you listen.
I don't know if he's still on. Hey, Tony Bowen, what car you running Young Money with?
Pocket Chain. Against the Malibu.
Okay.
You say you want a rematch? I'm going to give him a rematch.
Yeah. Is that the same car you ran them up here with?
Yeah, same car.
Oh, okay.
Same car. There's only one Mustang in this world and got away from me, and that motherfucker won't come down this way no more. That's tying them black man car.
You talking about Batman?
I done beat 11 Mustangs. He the only one that got away. I done raced 11 of them, and he the only one that got away. Only one.
Not the Batman.
Yeah, when I backfired up there.
You found your problem with that backfire, huh?
I ain't do nothing but change the goddamn plugs, and all the plugs took out look good, but I say, fuck it. One of them might have been cracked, you know. I have had that problem before. One spark plug be cracked, you know.
I heard one guy, he run his car at 140 degrees, and he spread. Is that a bad temperature?
Hell yeah, it's a bad temperature. Ain't no heat in the motor. I've been through that there. To get that temperature at the minimum 160, be safe. The minimum.
150? You said 160 or 150?
160. Yeah, 160. That's why I be cutting my water pump. I burn in. Sometimes it don't be warm enough. I cut the water pump off, cut it back on. I'm just sitting there, before I stage up, cutting the water pump, cutting it back on, get the temperature up. That bitch at 140, man, you go to train break, that bitch will stumble a lot of times. Ball got never fucking.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. You see, I don't know nothing about nitrous. That's why I asked you.
That's why I don't really like running in the cold weather, because it takes a long time to get your heat in your motor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fall time is the best time to race. Fall time. In the fall is the best time to race your car. Forever best time. It ain't too hot, it ain't too cold.
Yeah, so what's too hot to spray? What's too hot for you? What is too hot? What's too hot for the car?
Too hot is 220. 220, you get the temperature around 220, it's kind of a little too hot. Most are going to be overflowing, but it's still enough to try to race, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be overflowing. You're going to overflow fight and get out of the track.
Oh, okay.
180, perfect.
All right. Well, much as Tone, I'm a. Y'all, anybody else got anything going on tonight?
Anybody up there want to bet with 6 Mile Randy them Friday evening?
I don't know. Nelly might want to. Nelly, where you at, baby? You know, Nelly
a lot of money, you know.
I know.
Random got a lot of resources. It's easy for them to change the motor or do this and do that. Got a lot of resources. Random got motors laying on the floor up there, man. Throwing something and slapping.
Yeah, money.
Ain't got the resources. Nah. Ain't like they ain't can't do nothing.
Hey, I'm going to ask you, now, do you know that, what that car they got, that Coleman Young car, are you going to try to tangle with that before the year out?
In the right conditions, yeah. Right conditions. I found the right conditions like I had in Orangeburg. Everything went perfect. When I ran up in Orangeburg, the time we supposed to run, it worked out perfect for me. I just got down to the people held that light so fucking long, fucked up my time for it. But, well, he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. He blew tires off. I mean, he did exactly what that. It worked to a T. He did exactly what I thought he was going to do. I just, man, hold that light fucked up. That would happen. We fucked up my car. So that man, a different whole league if you know if he on track conditions right and all that shit. I can't run with that. Well, I'm supposed to run with that. You know, I ain't got the car, caliber car he got. No way close. I ain't got the resources them boys got. It's all them boys. They damn near together.
Good night.
It's all Pine been on the phone tonight?
Yeah.
Huh? Is our Pine been on the phone? Hello?
No prime tonight.
Okay. Will you talk to them, see if they still, they say check with them a week ahead of time, see if they come into our D-Race this weekend.
Okay.
Then if I talk to them. Then if you come, he got the vice stage tie. If that Batman car comes. I'm going to give him that. Anyway, I'll catch y'all later on then, boss.
All right, everybody going off the show?
Yeah.
It showed him what day it began. I don't know. Everybody gone, but it definitely went dead, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jamie left. When Jamie left, he took everybody with him. The gangster.
Yeah. What y'all got going? I'm back.
You the host.
Bad, y'all about...
What kind of host you got? You got to get something going on, Mo.
I'm about to get ready to close it out, fellas. I gotta get up early in the morning, man. I mean, y'all can keep it going.
Well, we gotta go to the other side.
Uh-oh, somebody trying to come in. Hold on, we got something. Your mic open, who this?
Oh, you trying to kick us over the second break? Hey, Mo. Let's go, Mo.
You might be talking about ice fishing and Mike.
Brad B.
Come on, big man. Come on.
Somebody got us on speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to keep us all off. I know he's trying to...
They get you to go to the real show. They go to the shake and bake show. They go to the real show. There we go.
What's wrong? Shake and bake number 10. Come out.
Number.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do